breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. They've seen the video. Some congressional lawmakers at a classified briefing on the U.S. military's follow-up strike on a suspected drug-running boat in the Caribbean. While Democrats express alarm and talk about a war crime, Republican Senator Tom Cotton says this video shows exactly what went down.
I saw two survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs down to the United States, back over, so they could stay in the fight. And potentially, given all the context we heard, of other narco-terrorist boats in the area coming to their aid to recover their cargo and recover those narco-terrorists.
This morning, word of another such vessel taken out by the U.S. military. Amid political controversies and tensions as the Gaza peace plan unfolds, Israel's National Emergency Services operation, known as Magen David Adom, serves as an example of interfaith cooperation serving all religions. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association here in America, says MDA ambulance services in Israel are unique because of their caring staff members.
I think the best way to describe them is mission-oriented. And inside the organization, you find people of all faiths. You find the Jewish faith there. You find people of secular. You find Christians working and Muslims working, Druze, Bedouins, all working side by side for the same mission, and that's to really help people.
In addition to his leadership of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller also serves on the board of directors of American Friends of MDA. The Supreme Court allowing Texas to use a Republican-friendly congressional map for next year's midterm elections. Winter is almost upon us. And it's cold outside, actually dangerously cold from the upper Midwest to New England. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 7 points, NASDAQ futures up 104. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies, with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good Friday morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Snow is falling in some of the areas. Started early in southern Maryland and also the southeast side of the district on the Capitol Beltway. So right now, that's where the heavier stuff was. It's been there for a while. We're just starting to see now that it is snowing at Liberty Road and the Beltway on the west side. Really no impact at all right now for the early traffic that's out. The roadway conditions might be a little bit damp, but obviously there's no accumulation or anything like that. But it is snowing now, coming up from the south, so it's going to be a little heavier early. But again, already snowing here, and see the wind is blowing at Liberty Road at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBA.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off with some light snow and some travel issues as a result. Plan on some slick spots. Temperatures very cold today with highs near freezing. A little bit of freezing fog possible tonight with lows in the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. We have these weather-related delays this morning. Queen Anne's County Public Schools are on a 90-minute delay. Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County, and Talbot County Schools opening 2 hours late. Fort Meade is opening at 10 a.m. The Gunston School opens at 10 a.m. School of the Incarnation and St. Philip Neri Schools are opening 2 hours late. City police investigating a double shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to a report of gunfire in the 1000 block of West Lombard Street Thursday afternoon, and they were notified about two shooting victims that turned up at area hospitals with gunshot wounds. Police say a 23-year-old man was shot in the leg. He's in stable condition. A 22-year-old man was shot in the hand. He's also stable. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call police. Maryland House Speaker and delegate from Baltimore County, Adrienne Jones, announced she's stepping down as Speaker. She will remain a delegate from the 10th District in Baltimore County. In her announcement, the 71-year-old Jones says she plans to focus on coaching and mentoring the next Speaker. A House Democratic Caucus meeting scheduled for December 16th to nominate a new Speaker. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, a day after the town was relieved that Lamar practiced on Wednesday, comes word the Ravens quarterback missed practice yesterday. The first time he's now missed a Thursday practice since coming back from his three-game absence, and more importantly, signaling that all is not right with the Ravens quarterback heading into Sunday. Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken was asked what he sees with Lamar.
Well, I just give him a lot of credit. He's battling each week, trying to get healthy enough to be able to play every Sunday. I mean, that's what I see out of him. I see a guy that's battling, little nagging injuries, things that are stopping him from being able to get out there every day and practice.
And then point blank, a little later on, he was asked, will he play?
I mean, he wasn't out there today. I would expect Lamar will play on Sunday.
And that is to be continued. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, the news is better. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers returned to practice, as did pass rusher T.J. Watt. Rodgers saying whether he can take snaps from under center Sunday because of his broken wrist will be determined over the next 2 days. Big one in the NFL last night with playoff implications. Cowboys were in Detroit.
Second and 10. Montgomery breaking tackles. Inside the 10, he goes to the end zone for the touchdown.
Al Michaels had the call on Prime. David Montgomery's 35-yarder, and Jahmyr Gibbs with three scores for the Lions as they held off Dallas. 44-30 was the final. And a sidebar here, Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey went 5-for-5 last night for Dallas, including field goals of 55, 57, and 63 yards. Coming up in 30 minutes, LeBron James doing something last night that he hasn't done in 18 years. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
No way. Top of the morning. morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday free-for-all, December the 5th. Just 20 days to go until Christmas. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. And coming up in this hour, we'll take on Delegate Matt Morgan on the Medicaid for non-citizens and even illegal aliens, which we were told doesn't happen here in the state of Maryland. Speaker Jones, in a shocking development, has stepped down as her role in Speaker. And what does that mean for the Maryland General Insane Asylum? It's probably not good news. Top story here today, though, after four long years of an alleged investigation, and I don't think there was much of one anyway during the Biden regime, we finally have the FBI arresting a suspect in the J6 pipe bomb case. As you will recall, a hooded figure was seen leaving pipe bombs at the DNC headquarters where Kamala Harris was present that day. And also at the RNC headquarters. It was a false alarm a couple of weeks ago. Some guy on the Glenn Beck show said it was some woman that turned out to be a false alarm. But the Brian Cole Jr., 30 years of age, of Woodbridge, Virginia, was named as the suspect. And the FBI director says the case has now finally been solved.
We solved it. He will have his day in court. The American public and the world will learn even more information through the legal process. As we have committed under this attorney general, we are the most transparent law enforcement operation in U.S. history, but we are also going to make sure accountability is delivered to its fullest extent.
And there was no tip. Remember, they were offering like $500,000 for a tip leading to the arrest of the pipe bomb suspect, but no tip. What they did, according to U.S. Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro, is they went back and reanalyzed existing evidence.
When President Trump came in, he made a decision that he was going to reinvigorate the investigation. Cash Patel, Dan Bongino made a decision that we were going to look at this, reanalyze evidence.
And again, kudos to Patel and Bongino if this does lead to a conviction. You're already hearing people saying this guy's a patsy, and I'll wait till the evidence is presented because I don't think we have all of the evidence as of yet. Jeanine talked about the charges that this individual faces, and I think they are purposely undercharging at this point.
He is arrested for transporting an explosive device in interstate commerce, as well as the attempted malicious destruction by means of explosive materials.
And again, they were active devices that had to be again deactivated by the ATFE and others. And most significant now, the big question is why? Why did this case languish under Chris Wray's FBI for 4 years?
This cold case languished for 4 years until Director Patel and Deputy Director Bongino came to the FBI.
Yeah, and so why? That is the big question. Well, obviously, that wasn't the priority. The priority for the Biden regime, also led by the establishment in Chris Wray, was to tag and attach Trump to J6. And they didn't care about pipe bombs. They didn't care about Ray Epps. They didn't care about Antifa that was on the ground that day. They only cared about going after Trump supporters, Trump voters, and Trump himself. Up next, we're going to get into the motive and why I think this individual allegedly did this. It's 6:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, we've got some snow in the area. And here's our little snowman. It's Chucky the Snowman.
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Mr. Casey. The white death.
Yes, it has arrived.
I was surprised. I kept looking at the, you know, the one of the spots I like to check because it's good visibility and I can see through one of the streetlights right here at Liberty Road in the Beltway. It wasn't anything there for a while, and then suddenly there it is. So again, it's not doing anything to the roads, just kind of floating in the air, and there's no impact. Even the grass right now just had a little bit of a covering early, and I'm talking 4:30 or so when I walked in. The southern part of Maryland was getting it, Route 5, 301, down through there, the Potomac River Bridge, through those areas. But it snowed for a while, covered up a little bit, and then it went back to just wet streets. So they're dealing with that. They're getting some snow on the Capitol Beltway over around the area 214, the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, Pennsylvania Avenue. So, again, no issues on the roads right now. That's what we're keeping an eye on, and we'll let you know. Snowing enough that it could accumulate, but I think there's enough traffic now, and the roads have been pre-treated that we won't have any problems, at least early anyway, so we'll let you know. There had been some flashing lights. I've been watching this northbound at the toll plaza at the Old Harbor Tunnel, kind of off to the right side. If you're coming north from Poteet Street and into the Old Harbor Tunnel, there is just a brief delay there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, light snow in the area this morning, a dusting, perhaps, something Chuck's not familiar with. 1 inch possible. High temperatures around freezing. That's right. It's all you get today, about 32, 33 degrees or so. Overnight low is going to be back in the 20s. A freezing fog is possible. I have never, ever heard that term before. Have you, Chuck?
I have.
You have? What is a freezing fog?
Well, it becomes so cold that when it gets really cold, you throw the water up in the air and it freezes midair. That's what the fog does.
I have never done that, nor have I ever seen that.
You've never been outside when it's been like 8 degrees, 12 degrees?
Yeah. And
thrown some water
up
in the air.
The water vapor
and
might...
immediately it crystallizes.
The water vapor might crystallize the vapor, but...
If
you take a glass of water and throw it into the air, you're saying it immediately freezes.
Correct.
I don't think at those temperatures it does. You almost have to be like 50 below to do that.
No.
All right. Well, we'll let the scientists in our audience decide that. Anyway,
I've seen it.
The freezing. Oh, you've seen it in Florida. I guess it's a regular occurrence.
Of course. Yeah, where it's currently 65 degrees.
Thank you for rubbing that in. Sunny tomorrow, in the low 40s for the high. Right now, it's a chance of flurries, and we've got some snow in Columbia at 25, and some flurries in Annapolis. It is, in Owings Mills, it's 25 as well. Time for some one-liner news. Pantone has been named the annual color of the year for 2026, and for the first time, it's white.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Pantone. I've never heard of that color either. So it's like naming vanilla ice cream flavor of the year, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm more interested in the other color called Mantone. That's the color of Chuck Whitaker. Sort of like looks like a Big Mac special sauce.
That's nice. That's nice. Mantone is when you have brown legs and white feet from playing golf.
That's true. You've seen that. Remember the whale bones we saw in Jamaica?
Yeah. That's what it looks like. I look like Chucky Whitefeet Johnson.
Right. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro blasting Kamala Harris, writing blatant lies about him in her new memoir.
Said it was all BS.
Yeah. Well, at least somebody's reading it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump wants to approve the sale of a tiny Japanese, what's called a K car in America. But get this, the engines are limited to 63 horsepower. I've got rider mowers that are faster and more powerful than that.
Right.
Who would want to drive?
On the Beltway.
Who would want to drive a 63 horsepower? What are you go to 0 to 60 in half a day?
Take it out for a push.
Jeez, time for your daily drag.
See that on the Beltway.
I know. Architect of the White House ballroom has been fired, replaced after disagreeing with the president over the size of the addition. Apparently, the addition is going to be bigger than the White House itself.
Yeah, that's what they said.
And the guy said he couldn't bring himself to do that, so Trump said, "I'll get somebody else." Apparently, also wants a McDonald's in the White House as well. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem celebrated her 54th birthday at a Mexican restaurant in South Dakota, and she was photographed wearing a sombrero.
Oh,
yeah. It's a good thing Tom Homan wasn't invited.
That's right.
She'd have been deported. That's like Bobby Kennedy Jr. doing a shot, a flu shot. It is his birthday party, I guess. In any event, Lainey Wilson has got a new Christmas song out, and she's teaming up with a familiar voice. Here it is.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't show signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's Derbingle. So they've taken the track of Bing Crosby and teamed it up with Lainey Wilson. Do you like these collaborations, or do you like the traditional, just let Bing do his own thing and Lainey can do her own thing? Or do you like these collaborations of the older singers with the newer singers?
Yeah, I like the collaborations.
You like the collaborations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I heard Dolly in there somewhere.
Because, well, Lainey Wilson sounds a lot like Dolly.
Oh, she does?
Yes.
I haven't paid attention.
Yeah, she is.
She did. I mean, really, she was almost spot on.
I'm telling you, she if she wanted to, I'd like to hear her do a Dolly song, because I think she'll, because they have that Tennessee twang.
Yeah, that's right, the twang.
Yeah, the Tennessee twang there. Mm-hmm. Hey, I wanted to get your impression on this. Waymo, these are the self-driving taxis.
That should be fun.
They are coming to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. They're going to first hit the streets later this week, but won't operate autonomously to be or available to the public quite yet. Again, what do you think about these self-driving taxis? We see them in L.A. We've seen them in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We've seen some issues with the Waymo where they've have trapped people in the cars, wouldn't let them out.
Yep.
They had to call the headquarters to get them to unlock the car. There was another incident this week where a Waymo drove itself into the middle of a crime scene.
Right. Saw that.
So what are your thoughts on the, is this going to complicate traffic here?
Yep. I'm not getting in there.
Mm-mm. You're not getting in the Waymo?
No.
Yeah.
And it's going to, what's going to happen if, they're out of control and they just start running into stuff or jumping on the sidewalk?
Yeah, there are folks that are saying, the definition of Waymo is now Chuck is he Waymo than he did when he was little, much younger.
I used to sit on the rug and go, in 25 years, you'll be doing this for a living.
Yeah, I just don't. I know people, of course, the ride share is different because you actually have a driver. But I couldn't get in one of these self-driving vehicles.
No. I was in an Audi down in Tampa that was a driverless Audi on one of the highways that they closed off. And I sat in the right seat, and this thing started driving. And after about 30 feet, I'd had enough.
Yeah.
I can't trust that. How the hell do I know he's going to step on the gas and it ain't going to let up?
Yeah, it's a good point. So we'll throw it out to our listeners here this morning. Would you get into a self-driving taxi? They're coming to Baltimore. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 621, you're listening to Casey and Company.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right. For a limited time, when you grab our best-selling 4-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 1-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the buy one, gift two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, 623 traffic weather on the threes. That frozen stuff is starting to come down, but not sticking to the roads as of yet. Chuck, what's going on?
Well, a number of the schools south and east now are starting to delay, just reacting to what's out there now, because it's snowing pretty good in some of these local areas. So, again, we track it from the south and from the east. But as I said earlier, it's snowing right now. Let me go back up here to the camera at Liberty Road, which is one of my tracking sites where I can actually see what it's doing. And it's kind of blowing sideways. It's not really laying on the road. The road is a little damp. But south and east, it's been snowing for a while. So southern Maryland, lower eastern shore, towards the Capitol Beltway, they're getting it. But it's snowing, you know, kind of sideways now with the wind blowing it right here at Liberty Road. So more of a wet roadway condition, which is just as bad if you're not paying attention. But it looks like the traffic early is a little bit lighter than it normally is. So we'll go with that for the time being and watch the snow, which is coming up from the south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
I just went outside and threw a glass of water up and I got all wet. So your theory is all wet.
Because I made it up.
At this point. Thank you for that. Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Light snow this morning. A dusting about of an inch or so possible. High temperatures are around freezing today. That's all we're going to get. Right now it's cloudy, 28 in Annapolis and 25 in Ellicott City. Seen attaching a bunch of brooms in the front of his car is Charlie Gissler from State Highway out there trying to keep our roads clear. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, old school. By the way, freezing fog, what that is, it's when the air temperature is above freezing but the pavements are below freezing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a very dangerous condition, so we're hoping we're not going to see that later on today. Right. But today, we're getting our first real snowfall of the season in the central part of the state. It's mostly to the south and the east, but it is starting to encroach into the Baltimore vicinity, and the crews are out. It looks like, by the cameras I looked at, wet pavement. That means the pre-treating we did yesterday really was a helpful asset that we did up until yesterday evening. And crews are going to be out treating until this thing moves out of the way. But I do got to warn folks, if you do have to go out after sunset tonight, the temperatures are supposed to plummet, so anything that doesn't dry, just treat it like it's ice and be careful, especially on the bridge systems.
Would you get the self-driving taxi?
I don't know.
Yeah. The Waymo, it's coming to Baltimore, so I
saw that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't know, so if it was the only thing around and they're freezing your cannolis off, you might get in one, but I don't know.
Yep, that's probably it.
All right, Charlie, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Charlie Gissler from the State Highway Administration. It is something. We're talking about the pipe bomber. He is African-American. His name is Brian Cole Jr., except fake tapper over at the fake news network. Well, maybe didn't see a picture of him, I'm guessing.
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs is charged with transporting an explosive device in interstate commerce and with malicious destruction.
Yeah, no, that's not accurate. Boy, just another tough day for fake tapper over at CNN. He is not a white man unless they recategorize the racial constructs of suspects now. Yeah, he is a number one male, as they say, in the police vernacular. So I'm a couple of things. One is, what took so long? And obviously there was no priority on pursuing, investigating, or capturing the D.C. pipe bomber in the Biden administration. In fact, they took agents off the case after that, and Chris Wray could care less. All right, so we all know why. Number two is, what was his motive? And I started reading through the charging document, the indictment, and I found some interesting things. One, they were able to trace him. Good old police work. They came in, Bongino and Patel, and they gathered all the evidence again. They gave it another look over. They reanalyzed the evidence, and they found, of course, that he bought a bunch of various caps and pipes and wires and timers and stuff from various hardware stores across Northern Virginia. A license plate reader captured his car less than a mile from where the bomber first appeared on foot, and his height matches the FBI surveillance estimate, and both these devices were confirmed to be viable improvised explosive devices. But he bought a lot of these parts in 2019 and 2020. But the majority of these were bought in June of 2020, and that was right after the George Floyd incident in Minneapolis-St. Paul. So could it be that Brian Cole Jr., who is black, was a BLM supporter? Did he do it because or in reaction to what happened to George Floyd? And as I said, some of these Bob components were purchased right around the time the Floyd riots were consuming Washington. We also find out that he and his father own a bail bondsman company, and they sued the DHS over rounding up of illegal aliens as a suspect. So more on that coming up in just a second. We'll get your calls and comments. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And that might be a possible motive. We don't know as of yet. Well, right now is a good time to get Tim Kyle on the line. Get him out there to your home to service your heat pump, your heat system, to make sure that it's operating. It's been cold. It was in the 20s last night, and you know, still this morning here. It's just a very cold morning. You want to make sure when you turn the heat on, it comes on, number one. Number two, that it's not going to cost you an exorbitant amount of money to heat your home. You want it to be heating efficiently. And the best way to do that is call Tim Kyle. They'll come out and they'll check out your system, make sure your filters have been replaced and all the switches are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that number to call, 410-876-9404. Tell them I sent you. 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com, and get them out there ASAP, because I know they are busy. It's 6:30. Time for some news headlines. Once again, in for Maggie Hunter, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. We have some weather reported related delays this morning. Queen Anne's County Public Schools are on a 90-minute delay. Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County, and Talbot County schools are all opening 2 hours late. Fort Meade is opening at 10 a.m. The Maryland Public Defender's Office claims the heating system at the Youth Detention Center is not functioning, leaving more than 60 children cold and at risk. Public Defender Natasha Dartigue says the heat is not operational in most of the living quarters, the gym, and school where the youth are charged as adults being housed. Dartigue says daytime temperatures at the YDT reportedly average 55 to 60 degrees, and at night the juveniles are only given thin blankets for warmth. Officials want to know why the heating system has not been working, and they want to inspect the dorms, living, and recreational areas. Police have arrested a man wanted for a deadly shooting at the MGM National Harbor Hotel and Casino. The arrest of 22-year-old Benjamin Williams was announced yesterday. Investigators believe Williams targeted 23-year-old Darnell Hawkins Jr., shooting him at the casino's food court. Williams faces multiple charges, including first and second-degree murder. Democratic Maryland Congresswoman April McLean Delaney joined Republican Gabe Evans of Colorado to introduce the Rural Recovery Act. The bipartisan measure aims to ensure that the USDA is equipped to respond timely and effectively when rural communities are impacted by natural disasters. McLean Delaney says currently USDA recovery efforts take too long to reach communities and delays the rebuilding of essential infrastructure. And the body of a boater who went missing last month has been recovered near the mouth of the Little Choptank River. 65-year-old Lonnie Johnson was last seen November 13th, and a search began after he failed to return. His boat was found near Taylor's Island. On Thursday afternoon, Natural Resources Police aviators spotted a body, and Johnson was recovered from the waters off of Dorchester County. Well, coming up, it's a check of traffic and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3, 290, and the pick 4 was 5388. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's an accident southbound. It's after O'Donnell Street. It's right before the bridge where 95 crosses over the tunnel thruway. Road blockage there. Of course, the tunnel roadway at that point is only 2 lanes anyway, so we might be getting a lane by temporarily. I see traffic going south into the tunnel, But a lot of equipment is arriving now. Medic units from Baltimore City coming into the area. So anybody south coming down right at the city-county line, now is the time to move over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And, of course, we know what that's going to do very quickly. But we're going to have very limited lanes. And once the equipment arrives, maybe no traffic moving on 895 South. We'll keep you posted on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off with some light snow and some travel issues as a result. Plan on some slick spots. Temperatures very cold today with highs near freezing. A little bit of freezing fog possible tonight with lows in the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. A sure sign that the Ravens have a handle on the Steelers game Sunday would be how many carries does Derrick Henry end up with after the game? The total was only 10 in the Bengals' loss. The King was asked yesterday, is it frustrating to get so few totes?
No, not at all. Everything happened for a reason. I'm just trying to focus on how I can be better. There's been games where I got opportunity and I felt like I didn't take advantage of them and wasn't the best at those opportunities.
So. Meanwhile, the Bills ran all over Pittsburgh last week to the tune of 249 yards, but that was with a healthy Josh Allen. The Pittsburgh defense needed to account for. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin was asked how the defensive approach to stopping the run this week could change because of Lamar.
The differences in the backs have a lot to do with it. Excuse me, Cook is elusive and perimeter capable and things of that nature. And certainly, although Derek has great speed and when he gets into the secondary, he's a problem. You really want to work hard to minimize his downhill because, man, when he gets downhill on you, you really feel it. That's when he starts bumper carring and bouncing off of people in you.
Bumper carring, I love that. So Ravens still a 6-point favorite on Sunday after missing practice yesterday. We'll see what injury designation Lamar gets today. Meanwhile, last night in Detroit, the Cowboys and Lions got together, a game with playoff implications on the line.
Gibbs the back. Give it to him to the outside. Blocking and into the end zone he goes. Tristan Cologne led the way.
Al Michaels had the call on Prime. Third of the night for Jahmyr Gibbs. 13th on the year. Second in the NFL. Lions burnished their playoff chances at the expense of the Cowboys. 44-30 was the final. NBA last night. The Wiz are hot. Winners of two of their last four. Well, that's the Wiz. After winning just one of their first 16. They hosted the Celtics last night at Capital One Arena.
Shot clock now at 5.
Got to get up.
White. Sidestep three is up and good.
Chris Miller had the call on Monumental Sports. Derek White all night for Boston. 5 3-pointers, 30 points in all. The Celtics beat the you-know-what out of the Wiz. 146-101 was the final. Elsewhere in the NBA, LeBron James did something last night that he last did in 2007, and that scored less than 10 points in a game. Lamar held to 8 last night in a win over the Raptors, snapping a streak of 1,297 consecutive games, scoring double digits, and that was an NBA record. The time now is 6:37. When we return, would you go with Lamar or would you go with Huntley?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
First of all, have you ever heard of freezing fog before?
Freezing fog, that was a new one on me, and
yeah.
Somebody else has heard it. Chuck said he made it up, and then we heard from Charlie Gishler. He said that he was well aware of it's when the above temperature is freezing and the pavement temperature is not.
Right, and so what, like, what happened? Like,
I guess the water vapor kind of like...
But like, can you feel it? Can you touch it? The freezing fog?
I guess like you have a mist. You know what's a rainy mist when you have a rainy mist?
Yeah, but that's not frozen.
Yeah, but apparently when the temperature's below freezing, you can get that rainy mist kind of like freezes on you.
This is a great sports report, isn't it?
It is. It is. You don't get this anywhere else.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank God
you don't get it anywhere else. The question is, will the Ravens be in a freezing fog this Sunday?
Well, the real question is, if Lamar is only whatever he is, 50%, 60%, do you go with him or do you go with a healthy Tyler Huntley here?
I think you go with a healthy quarterback.
And
you let Lamar heal up. We don't know the extent of the injury.
Right.
It gets worse in the cold weather. When you're not practicing all week, you're trying to save yourself for the game. It means you're probably going to take a shot in order to play the game a cortisone shot,
and,
just postpones pain, and you can injure yourself further even on the steroid, because that just makes you not feel it. But you can worsen an injury doing that.
That's absolutely true. And I think Huntley has proven, you know, that in a dire situation, in a backup situation, he can get the job done.
Go with a fresh guy with good, fresh legs at this stage of the season. And I think Huntley gives you a better chance to win this week. And we'll see what happens in the postseason.
And if the Bengals game is any indication, Lamar is not 100%.
Very good.
It's very interesting.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking about the accused D.C. pipe bomber. If you have a theory as to what the motive is, or they wanted to comment on what took so long, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We do know that he was a race baiter who worked hard to ensure violent illegal aliens suffered no consequences before carrying out the bombings. He and his dad ran this statewide bonding, which handles immigration bonds, helping illegals to evade prison. In 2020, his company sued the Trump DHS over supposedly abusing illegals. The Court of Appeals in D.C. threw out that lawsuit in November of 2020. 2 months later, he allegedly planted the bombs. He also whipped out the race card going after Rutherford County D.A. John Zimmerman. He was appearing alongside race-hustling attorney Benjamin Crump back in November of 21. So, and we mentioned that possibly he was motivated by the George Floyd thing as well. His grandmother has issued a statement telling the New York Post, "He's very naive. He would not hurt a fly. He's just not that kind of person. I don't believe this at all. He is not a terrorist." She also added, "He doesn't have any ties to D.C. I don't even know why they included him in this." The suspect's stepfather, Earl Donat, said in a brief phone call that he spoke with the FBI about his step-grandson. However, he declined to make any additional comments. Brian Cole Sr., Cole's dad, declined to make any comment at all. Of course, a neighbor told the New York Post, "He's very antisocial. Very. He keeps to himself." All right, so we'll see. Got a long way to go. This is just the very, very beginning of this investigation. The big news locally yesterday was House Speaker Adrienne Jones, the first woman and first black person to serve as a presiding officer in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, resigned her position effective immediately. Again, she'll obviously not need it until January. So there's going to be a Democrat caucus, I think, in about another week or so, next week, they're going to meet, and they're going to get nominees, and no reason was given. She said in a statement, "Seasons are full of change. Reflecting on my life seasons, my community commitments, and my life work, I find myself focusing on tomorrow and what lies ahead. Now's the time for me to step back and raise high the stars of my leadership team. I'm turning my attention to coaching and mentoring and offering guidance and support the next speaker for a smooth transition. When elected speaker, I never intended this to be forever. I wanted to help build the next generation of House leaders and prepare them for the challenges in front of us as a state. Now is that time. I look forward to seeing this mighty House of Delegates continue to grow." So Jones was a Baltimore County Democrat. She succeeded Mike Bush after he died in April of 2019. He was then the longest-serving House of Delegates speaker. And so when she assumed that position, the House was more moderate. Bush was more moderate than what we see of the modern day Democrats, along with Senator Mike Miller, Uncle Tom, as we used to refer to him. May he rest in peace. I think what we're seeing now is you're going to see a rush of the far left, radical, progressive Marxists to try to fill this void. Guys like David Moon, from the People Republic of Montgomery County, he will be 10 times worse than Adrienne Jones could ever hope to be. Maybe a guy like Ben Barnes or C.T. Wilson, his name has popped up. And so we'll have to wait and see, but I think it's going to be a far left turn because that's who the House is. The House is more progressive of the two bodies. Very, very progressive. In fact, it's so far progressive, it's almost communist, folks, as you know. So if you want to weigh in on that, Speaker Jones resigning after her historic career, and that opens up the door for the latest Maryland Marxist to take the gavel. 6:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the update on the wreck on 895 South. It's after O'Donnell Street. It's near the bridge where 95 crosses the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Just to give you an idea where exactly it is, it's blocking the right lane. We're getting the left-hand lane by, but the tail end of the backup now is going back towards Pulaski Highway on that section of the tunnel thruway, and we're not quite yet back to Moravia Road. But I'm going to tell you what, everybody coming south here from Moravia Road thinks, oh, this ain't too bad right now. And then right after Pulaski Highway, dead stop, single lane, southbound after O'Donnell Street with the wreck there. Just looked at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's the way to go right now. It's not much of a problem at all on 95 after O'Donnell Street. So if you're up there in Rosedale, make the split there and take 95 south to get away from that backup. It is snowing in some areas, but nothing related traffic-wise so far. Some of the roadways a little bit damp from the snowfall, and more of a problem south and east right now of the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, so you said you made it up about freezing fog. Joe says boiling water thrown into the air when it's dangerously cold will dissipate, as Chuck claimed.
See?
Okay, but we're not talking about boiling water, are we?
I just said it was water. I didn't say that.
Yeah, you didn't say boiling, so I think your scientific theory gets washed out on that one.
Okay.
All right, so we'll
get out of here.
By the way, Marty wants to know, question for Chuck, can these autonomous vehicles detect potholes? Do you know if they can?
How the hell do I know?
All right.
I don't even think they can see straight ahead.
Well, because you've experienced a lot of potholes in your career.
Like right now. I would think the only good thing about these driverless things is they speak English.
Yeah, well, you're hoping.
I mean, yeah, you never
you
know.
Can probably change the language when you get in them.
Yeah, they can have different dialects.
Exactly. You know, there's English and then there's Balmorese. All right.
Right.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, light snow this morning. Dusting is
going down, Cam, boy.
Inch possible, high temps around freezing today, overnight lows in the 20s. It's snowing. We have snow in Ocean City, 35, just cloudy, 26 in Parkville right now. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'll have a Caesar, no dressing, and one of those homemade cookies, the warm chocolate chip, no nuts, and a little slice of cheesecake. Creme brulee and hot fudge sundae. Extra hot fudge. Extra. On the side.
Yeah. Extra hot fudge. You always got to get the extra hot fudge. You know why?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it gets cold halfway through you're eating your hot fudge sundae, so then you want to pour a little bit of...
And if you throw it up into the air,
it dissipates. It dissipates. It's gone. And usually, when you throw it near your mouth, it dissipates.
Sometimes.
Applebee's adding the new sizzling cookie dough pie to its menu for the 25 holiday season. It's priced at $6.99. Features chocolate chip cookie dough served in warm skillet, topped with vanilla ice cream and caramel drizzle. Oh. Other sizzling desserts, the caramel apple pie and their butter pecan blondie. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And they're also introducing $6 sleigh bell sips. Try that five times fast.
Yes, very nice.
All right. The sleigh bell sips include $6 tipsy reindeer, the $6 sleigh all day Rita, the new espresso happy martini, and the new golden goose, and the new perfect cranberry margarita. Mm-hmm. Those are all sleigh bell sips for just $6. Dairy Queen puts together a new crispy onion cheeseburger meal deal for just $7 at participating locations. This is a new crispy onion cheeseburger, french fries, and a 21-ounce drink and a small sundae on top of that. That's a pretty good deal for $7 at DQ. Like that. From why would they even do this? You know what Airheads are?
Some sort of candy?
Yes, they're candy. I've never had one. I think they're like a taffy, aren't they? If I'm not mistaken. But now they're turning Airheads candy into sodas. As if the sugar in the candy isn't enough. Now they're going to put it in soda form. The blue raspberry, strawberry, watermelon, and orange Airhead sodas. They're hitting major U.S. retailers early in 26, we're told. So, my parents be forewarned.
Kind of candy or something that blew up in your mouth or something. I don't know.
Those are Pop Rocks, aren't they? I think those were the Pop Rocks. And then the other one was if you got a pack of Mentos and then you drank Coke or Pepsi, they would like kind of explode or fizzle.
There were other uses for those, too. There was on the wall at Brown's, but I never tried any of that.
Those were mementos. Very good. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
6:48, 12 minutes out before the hour of 7 o'clock. And if you want to join us here, 410-922-6680, who do you think is going to end up replacing Speaker Adrian Jones? And will it be a turn for the worse? Most likely, I think it will be, based on the way the current House of Delegates is constructed. It is out of the two bodies, the state Senate and the House of Delegates. The House of Delegates, they're just flat out crazy. They're lunatic progressives in the House. The Senate, I think, is maybe a tad better because you do have people with common sense like Bill Ferguson, the Senate president, who is now, he doesn't want to do the redistricting here in the state of Maryland because he thinks Democrats are going to lose. So, but I think after the Supreme Court ruling yesterday, by the way, the Supreme Court ruled that Texas can indeed redraw the maps the way they want to redraw them mid-cycle. And so the Supreme Court, now that it's okayed it, they've given the green light to Texas. That's just going to give the green light to Maryland. There is going to be, I think, of course, they're running out of time for a special session now, aren't they? Again, you're looking at 20 days until Christmas. Nobody's going to want to meet around Christmas time or between Christmas and New Year's. And unless they do the special session before the General Assembly session opens up, which is, the second Wednesday in January, I believe. So they may do it coming right back. But I don't, you know, it's going to be a very tight window, so we'll see. Or they may do it during. That remains to be seen. All right, coming up next, Delegate Matt Morgan of the Maryland Freedom Caucus. Interesting exchange with the Deputy Director of the Medicaid program here in Department of Maryland on how many non-citizens are actually on the Medicaid rolls. The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insured claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
This holiday season, step back in time at G. Krugen's Sun Iron Works and Museum, America's oldest continuously operating blacksmith shop, right here in Baltimore since 1810. Stop by Saturday, December 6th from 11 to as they celebrate 215 years of craftsmanship, history, and holiday spirit. Watch live blacksmith demonstrations, explore a walking catalog of iron artistry, and experience Christmas the old-fashioned way. Christmas at Krug, where Baltimore's history still glows warm by the forge. Learn more at jkrugandson.com.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
From Jingle to Kris Kringle, here's a man that pulls up the caboose of his own train in the Christmas garden. The one and only Freezing Fog Johnson.
See, I told you. Right. You should never underestimate what I know.
I never do. I just question what you know. Yeah, I never underestimated. I just questioned.
Which is another way of saying I don't believe anything you say.
When it comes to traffic, I believe everything you say.
Now we're getting somewhere.
All right.
Southbound 895, one lane is getting by at the wreck. It's after O'Donnell Street on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's blocking the right lane. Single lane gets by to the left. The backup is back towards the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So, again, a lot of the overflow now is coming south on 95, and you should begin to look for that anywhere around O'Donnell Street, the Eastern Avenue area on 95 coming south. Just made a little tour down on the eastern shore, and nothing major. The roadway conditions are still okay, but seeing a little bit on the grass now around 50 at 404. Looked towards Ocean City, the roadway condition there wet on Coastal Highway and at the drawbridge at Ocean City. So, yeah, it's snowing, but no impact on the roads right now. Even getting some snow at the Bay Bridge. Traffic so far still good. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. And no incidents right now through the Sandy Point area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for Friday and your weekend. Light snow this morning, maybe a dusting an inch or so, if that possible. High temperatures only around freezing today. Overnight, we're back down into the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, warming up into the low 40s. Right now, snow and 26 in Baltimore City. And you're expecting some snow and 27 in Essex momentarily. Marty says, come on, Sean, how do you know that Brian Cole Jr. doesn't identify as white? Maybe that's why Jake the Mistake Tapper reported him as white. Come on, Sean. Yeah, all right. So I don't know how he identifies. So we'll have to wait. Somebody's going to have to ask him, I guess, or his attorney. Meanwhile, Delegate Matt Morgan, he's at the Freedom Caucus. He was on a virtual meeting of Medicaid, and the Deputy Director of Medicaid for the Department of Health in Maryland, her name is Perry Biskin, I think is her name. A lot of interesting questions. The first question was, he was asking about 60,000 non-citizens in the state of Maryland are on Medicaid.
Okay, so the 60,000, it's much like the same question I asked under the SNAP presentation. This 60,000 is currently lawfully present non-citizens that are not seeking, and they're currently covered, correct? And this would be a reduction.
Correct. So this and the 60,000, these are the refugees, the asylees, the immigrants granted parole for at least 1 year. These are the individuals who are currently in the country. And so federal dollars outside of what we call emergency Medicaid do not pay for undocumented individuals. So we have Healthy Babies, which it does fund a little bit our Healthy Babies program, but by and large, this 60,000 are individuals who are currently in these other immigrant categories that as of October 1st, these immigrant categories will no longer be eligible. And it really boils down to just using Medicaid dollars to cover lawfully permanent residents or otherwise people with a green card who have met the 5-year bar.
Yeah, so why should we be paying for refugees, asylees, resident aliens? They're in the country lawfully. Why should taxpayers be paying for their health care? You want to come to this country? I understand in an emergency we will provide health care, but somebody else should be paying for it, not the tax dollars, unless it's an emergency or the extremely poor or destitute. And then the other problem is work requirements, because under the new One Big Beautiful Bill, if you're going to accept benefits, you're going to have to work for them.
115,000 could lose coverage. Now, that's the 115,000 is out of the 320,000 adult coverage, right? Correct? And you're
correct.
Saying the assumption is that they could lose coverage because they are refusing to comply with the work requirements or they're having problems re-enrolling every 6 months.
Correct.
Correct. Those are the two things?
Yes. So we're saying total, we say, between the immigrant eligibility changes and the work requirements and the more frequent eligibility checks, a total of 175,000 Marylanders could lose coverage.
So interesting thing. So there's about 1.5 million Marylanders currently on Medicaid, I believe.
Closer to 1.4 total, yes.
Okay, so if you take off the 175, that's still more people on Medicaid than it was pre-pandemic numbers, correct?
I would have to check my pre-pandemic numbers, but it's it's I think we're close to pre-pandemic right now. I think we're 1.3 to 1.4 pre-pandemic.
Yeah, and we're going to get to how much is it costing us maybe in the next hour, but with this exchange with Morgan and Biskin. But here's the point. The point is Democrats have pushed Medicare, or Medicaid rather, for all, and we're almost getting to that point now where anybody that comes into the country legally, and illegal aliens get it. Health. It's called Healthy Babies. That's the program where tax dollars are going to the children of illegal aliens who are getting health care via Medicaid. So that all needs to be cleaned up and reformed. No doubt, and we'll hear how much it costs coming up next hour. Vinny Steele is going to be dropping by a little bit later on this morning to announce the winner of his home. He's waiving his commission in getting folks into a new home. But if you're selling your home, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is the first and only call you really have to make at 410-709-7515, because Vinny's got all the programs and he's got 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. All you have to do is make the call. Sit down with Vinny or one of his agents, and they will go through everything. And once you agree on asking price and the time frame in which you want to sell your home, sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. That simple. And if it doesn't sell in that time frame for that price, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash. And he can do that because of the 13,000 buyers in his program. So once again, that's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Up next, is Minnesota fraud just the tip of the iceberg?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Arneth Thomason. 30-year-old Virginia man is facing explosives-related charges for allegedly planting pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Headquarters in Washington, D.C. This happened almost 5 years ago. Why the delay in the arrest? When FBI Director Kash Patel says the evidence was there all along.
An investigation spearheaded by the Deputy Director and the ADIC of our Washington field office brought in a new team of investigators and experts, re-examined every piece of evidence, sifted through all the data. Something that the prior administration refused and failed to do.
The explosives, which did not go off, were planted outside the political headquarters on the eve of the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. It's a win for Republicans in Texas. The Supreme Court is allowing the use of a redrawn congressional map in next year's midterm elections. The revised map favors the Republicans, could have helped them to hold on to their slim majority in the U.S. House. One is from the north, the other a neighbor from the south. The leaders of Canada and Mexico are in Washington, and each plans to meet today with President Trump.
The North American leaders are in the nation's capital for the 2026 World Cup draw. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are hosting the tournament next summer. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have plans for brief meetings with Donald Trump while at the Kennedy Center. It will be Sheinbaum's first face-to-face meeting with the president.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. U.S. Southern Command announcing another strike against a suspected drug-running boat in the eastern Pacific. The strike follows a pause of almost 3 weeks. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 34 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 95. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you, and so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Well, good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Big delays, 895 southbound. The wreck has been there now since right around 6:25 or so. And now I'm looking at the camera that's showing the traffic going into the tunnel, and there's no traffic here, which means everything is stopped back at the accident scene right after O'Donnell Street. So now that's a complete stoppage of all the southbound traffic. That's going to take us back now to Moravia Road. 95 is open if you're heading that way. We're going to get a delay there coming south of Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, with the four lanes open going into the southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. I can confirm that. And the snowy conditions, whatever snow was there, is not a problem for the roadway at that point. There is some snow, and it's been snowing for a while south and east of the area, but no issues. Some of the roadway conditions are wet, and you'll have to be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off with some light snow and some travel issues as a result. Plan on some slick spots. Temperatures very cold today with highs near freezing. A little bit of freezing fog possible tonight with lows in the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Here are some weather-related delays this morning. Queen Anne's County Public Schools are on a 90-minute delay. Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County, and Talbot County schools opening 2 hours late. Fort Meade opens at 10 a.m. The Independent Investigations Division of the Office of the Attorney General is investigating a fatal police-involved shooting in Baltimore County. Police were called on Wednesday night to Holgate Drive in Essex for a report of a stabbing. Officers encountered a man armed with a knife that refused their commands. Officials say that's when multiple officers discharged service weapons, striking that man. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. A woman with a stab wound was transported to a hospital for treatment. One officer was also injured and sent to a hospital. Governor Wes Moore has released a statement regarding House Speaker Adrienne Jones' plans to step down from the speakership. The governor says Speaker Jones's leadership and mentorship has been instrumental to so many people who serve the people of Maryland. He says she leads by example, putting service above self across 5 decades, and that will not change as she steps down from leadership while continuing to serve the 10th District. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The proverbial third season for the Ravens begins Sunday at 1 against the Steelers. Season number 1 was the 1-5 season. Season number 2 was the 5-1 season. And season number 3 now is for all the marbles. But safety Kyle Hamilton says while the team looks ahead, it's also important to reflect.
We have to acknowledge the good and the bad that we've done so far, though. I don't think it's good to just forget it because we've learned so much. It'd be a shame if we were not to use it going forward. But
meanwhile, Mark Andrews met the media yesterday, and it's been a big week on many different fronts for the 8-year veteran. Was asked with all that was going on off the field where his head's at in terms of the Steelers.
It's been an awesome, incredible week. There's no doubt about that. Getting engaged to the woman of my dreams, and truly so thankful for her. And then this happening, and but at the end of the day, this is Steelers week. I'm extremely focused, and I think the whole team is, and that's where my head's at.
Quite a week indeed for a guy who hit an all-time low just 11 months ago. And on that night, on that note, Ravens fans wondering where that leaves fellow tight end Isaiah Likely, who was asked yesterday about Andrew's new contract.
Yeah, obviously, you and Charlie also in a contract year as well.
Telling him, like, you know, big bro, I love you, proud of you, you know, keep going. You know, we got more work to do this year.
And don't look now, but the Caps have a budding young star in right wing Ryan Leonard. The 20-year-old from Amherst, Massachusetts, scored twice against the Sharks on Wednesday night and has piled up 8 points in his last six games, catching the attention of head coach Spencer Carberry.
It's only a matter of time. To have nights like this and as a young player in this league and have 4 points and do score the goal he scored tonight, I'm sure I'm going to see it all over social media and all over SportsCenter at some point. But he's shown that talent through.
Caps in Anaheim tonight putting their six-game winning streak on the line against the Ducks. Coming up in 30 minutes, could the Orioles be looking for another bat? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the numbers to reach us here on the show. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We'll get into some of those here in just a second. I just want to finish up a little business from last hour, and that is, again, this idea of Medicaid for all, that's what the Democrats want. Obamacare was designed to fail, and we get to the massive fraud found in Obamacare coming up at the end of the hour. It was designed to fail to force us to beg for socialized medicine vis-a-vis Medicaid for all. We find out now that asylees, refugees, all sorts of people in the country lawfully, that really shouldn't even be here, they are eligible for Medicaid. 60,000 non-citizens in Maryland are on Medicaid. Then you got a bunch of other people that are on Medicaid that could work, are able-bodied, that don't work and are receiving the benefit. That's about 125,000. And what is this all going to cost us? And now, and also the illegal alien babies, the Healthy Babies Program, I don't know how many are on that. So the big question is, how much is the total price tag to Marylanders? Remember, we're facing a $1.5 billion deficit for fiscal year 2027. Here's Delegate Matt Morgan with the Deputy Director of the Medicaid Department over Department of Health, Perry Briskin.
If the state chooses to backfill these, you know, Medicaid people, I guess, the people who are currently on Medicaid, they're losing coverage with like a Medicare for all type situation. It's still about $10,000 per recipient is the benefit that it averages out per Medicaid, correct?
I would have to get back to you on that, Delegate, but you're saying what would be the cost if the state assumed fully for state dollars to cover these individuals losing coverage?
Yes.
It would be a lot. It would be in the hundreds.
Because at $10,000 a person, which I always thought the average, and that's what we used before, at 175,000 people, that's $1.7 billion.
We can take that back, but I don't think you're far off.
That's pretty much affirmation. $1.7 billion on Medicaid for people that really shouldn't be here getting benefits, or people that are able-bodied that should be working for those benefits. See, this is what happens when you have an entitlement state. This is what happens when you have a governor that won't reveal SNAP data to the feds. And we're seeing that happening in Minnesota. We'll get to them in just a second. Where there's been $1 billion in fraud, and that's just tip of the iceberg uncovered in Minnesota. I suspect, I don't know if the numbers are the same, but you just heard $1.7 billion for those on Medicaid here in the state of Maryland. I suspect that there's massive fraud here in Maryland as well. Now, I don't know if it's big as Minnesota or bigger, but when you won't cooperate with the feds and reveal SNAP data, we'll never know. So I just think that kudos to Delegate Morgan for pressing the issue and getting the state to admit, yeah, it's close to $2 billion what we as the taxpayers at the federal and the state level are forking over for people who shouldn't be on Medicaid or who should be working in exchange for Medicaid. And that's not happening. 713 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so we're back down at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Again, this wreck more than an hour ago now, southbound after O'Donnell Street and right where the bridge at I-95 crosses over 895. Of course, the tunnel thruway, only two lanes. Been two lanes southbound since 1958. So with that, it looks like there's really no traffic. Again, I haven't seen any traffic going into the tunnel at that wreck scene from there into the tunnel southbound in the last 20 minutes. So now we're backed up, going back towards Moravia Road, and all this overflow traffic now you know is going to have an impact on 95 trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's not backed up at Moravia Road, but we're slow right after that at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. The roadway condition's not bad. There's been some snow in the area, but there's really no impact with any of that for the traffic southbound. It is totally due to that wreck for the traffic on 895. Just going back again now to see if any notes. No traffic moving past the accident scene. Several medic units were there. All of that is going on. New wreck in Howard County on eastbound Route 32 at Route 29. And we had a report, I think that was John that just checked in from the Lower Eastern Shore, said snowing in Ocean City and then heavy snow west of Ocean City. So factor that in. Some of the areas south and east right now getting it pretty good. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, light snow this morning, and we're looking really at just a dusting, maybe some, half inch or whatever, depends upon where you are. High temps today around freezing, low 20s tonight, sunny, and a high in the low 40s tomorrow. Snow right now, 25 in Ellicott City, and snow heading in the way of Pikesville, and 25 degrees right now as well. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday was the national, the lighting of the national Christmas tree. The president and first lady were present. The president reading, making the countdown, and the first lady hitting the button that lit up the tree to thunderous applause. The president quoting the Bible in lighting up the Christmas tree.
During this holy season, Christians everywhere rejoice at the miracle in Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago. When the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be with us. You're right. Full of grace and truth, he brought the gift of God's love into the world and the promise of salvation for every person and every nation. And we just settled another war today. You saw that with Rwanda and the Congo. It's been going on for 34 years. Millions of people killed. Could be 20 million. They don't know what the number is, and we just settled it today. That was a big one. We're very happy to announce it on this important day. Tonight, this beautiful evergreen tree glows bright on the dark and cold winter night and reminds us of the words of Gospel of John, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Beautiful words. With the birth of Jesus, human history turned from night to day. His word and his example call us to love one another, to serve one another, and to honor the sacred truth that every child is specially made in the image of God.
After making a proclamation earlier in the day to lower the flag of the United States to be flown at half-staff in honor of Specialist Sarah Beckstrom. She's the National Guard's the specialist that was murdered on the streets of D.C. The president mentioned the guardsmen in his Christmas lighting address last night.
They paid, in one case, the ultimate and the other. Andrew is getting better. Sarah, unfortunately, is watching from a high, watching from heaven.
And he also talked about the another one of the peace deals. This is the deal between Rwanda and Congo that the president brokered.
Today, the United States is also signing our own bilateral agreements with the Congo and Rwanda that will unlock new opportunities for the United States to access critical minerals and provide economic benefits for everybody.
And earlier in the week, the ninth and final cabinet meeting of the year, Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, talked about trying to dismantle the deep state.
First of all, under your leadership, again, we've taken on a historic effort for transparency, declassification, and exposing these abuses of power by these deep state actors. We've declassified over 500,000 documents, many of which had never been seen before by the American people, put them online to bring about this level of transparency. We formed a weaponization working group, again, to be able to go after a lot of these abuses of power that have never seen the light of day, to support the accountability that under Pam Bondi's leadership in the Department of Justice is coming about. Secondly, bringing about reforms to the intelligence community to make sure that we have the most effective and efficient and focused workforce that's really working on bringing about the priorities you have laid out in ensuring our country's security. And lastly, Mr. President, working with many of our partners here around the table, is going after these domestic threats. We have threats coming from both Islamist ideology as well as Islamist terrorists, foreign terrorist organizations, and those who seek to do harm to the American people, many of whom were let in across our borders under the previous administration. We are focused on these tasks and this imperative for the American people, and just appreciate your leadership, Mr. President, in empowering us to be able to conduct this service. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, hopefully they'll go after the deep state, much like they did after the J-6 pipe bomber, and we continue to hold out hope there. The U.S. vaporized the 22nd Venezuelan narco drug boat amid Democrat claims of unlawful orders. So that's Operation Southern Spear. The Trump DOJ has created a Second Amendment office within the Civil Rights Division to make sure we protect our Second Amendment rights at all costs. An appeals court has batted down a Biden judge, pausing the order that blocked Trump's troop deployment in D.C., another win for the president. The Supreme Court says yes, Texas redistricting can continue. And the one setback yesterday, grand jury refusing to indict Tish James for her mortgage fraud. There might be a third attempt to do that. And here's some good news. A new, fundraiser group is being put together called Public Square, a conservative online marketplace and parallel economy leader. They're launching a conservative fundraising platform which will challenge the Win Red monopoly that the deep state, the establishment rhinos, have in place to fund their candidates and not the MAGA candidates. So we'll look forward to that as well. And that's the way it was 320 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, your calls and comments, and we'll take a deep dive into the massive fraud in the state of, Land of a Thousand Lakes is now Land of a Thousand Frauds.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. This December,
honor Maryland's heroes by joining wreaths across America at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. On Saturday, December 13th at 12 p.m., volunteers will gather to place wreaths on the graves of our fallen service members, ensuring that their sacrifice is remembered during the holiday season. You can take part by sponsoring a wreath, volunteering, or simply attending to pay your respects. Visit wreathsacrossamericadelaney.org to learn more. Remember, honor, teach. Come join on December 13th at Delaney Valley Gardens.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Still to come, more problems in Harford County Public Schools. Stay tuned, 723. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Within the last 5 minutes, they reopened all the lanes southbound on 895 now after O'Donnell Street. And I just saw the two wreckers and the rollbacks taking the vehicles away from the area. So all the lanes are open now on 895 after O'Donnell Street. Traffic is going into the tunnel again. We're backed up to Pulaski Highway, and it's going to start to settle down just a bit, so we can make that comeback there a little bit better in the next 15, 20 minutes. We'll come back and visit there. In the meantime, 95 took the shot, and all the overflow traffic went over there. So now we're Moravia Road all the way down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes are open, and all four lanes are moving into the tunnel. But all that heavy traffic is coming south now on 95. And with that, I would say probably 20 to 25 minutes, the tail end of that backup again back at Moravia Road. The new wreck, Howard County, was at the ramp eastbound Route 32 and the ramp at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority sends a chilly start to the day today. Light snow throughout the area. Just a dusting of maybe an inch or so. High temperatures around freezing today. And then we're back down to the low 20s tonight. Tomorrow, we warm up a little bit to be sunny and in the low 40s. Snow in the next hour, 25 into Bel Air. Or right now, same for Middle River. And 26. Let's take a phone call here from Joey in Edgewood. Good morning, Joey. Joey could not hang on. Fell off through the cell. We'll get to Edgewood here. Edgewood Elementary, there's a problem now with a teacher charged with illegal gun possession. We'll get to that story coming up. The Trump administration looking into whether the Minnesota tax money found its way to Al-Shabaab, a foreign terrorist organization and an Al-Qaeda affiliate based in Somalia. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said Monday, and House Oversight Committee Chair Jim Comer announced he's launching an investigation into the widespread fraud allegations. It is alleged, thanks to Chris Rufo at City Journal, based on law enforcement sources, that millions of dollars from Minnesota state welfare programs ultimately landed in the hands of the terror group. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer has been pushing for federal prosecutors to investigate this for years, and the Biden administration ignored it. Tampon Tim was outed by 480 Minnesota state employees as part of this cover-up of this massive fraud. And all he's worried about is people driving by his house screaming the R-word.
This creates danger. And I'll tell you what, in my time on this, I'd never seen this before. People driving my house by my house and using the R-word in front of people. This is shameful. And I have yet to see an elected official, a Republican elected official, say, you're right, that's shameful. He should not say it. So, look, I'm worried. We know how these things go. They start with taunts. They turn to violence. So, deeply concerned.
Yeah, and they're not saying it's shameful because it's accurate. Trump called him retarded. That's the R word he is referring to. Ilhan Omar finds herself in the crosshairs of the scandal. New York Post publishing alarming evidence shows she's not only through parties for one of the restaurants involved in this fraud scheme, she also knew personally one of the convicted owners. And she introduced legislation that led to $250 million in fraud. Salim Ahmed Saeed, owner of the Safari restaurant, was convicted on 21 criminal counts, including wire fraud, federal programs, bribery, money laundering. He made $5 million from the scheme, and he was a donor to Ilhan Omar. Minnesota AG Keith Ellison is caught up in it as well. He, of course, we find out, was caught on tape promising favors to the Somali fraudsters should they be found in trouble. Anderson Cooper asked him if he would have done anything differently.
Is there something you wish you had done differently?
No, we, first of all, the Department of Education denied claims when they were, when questionable claims were made about these meals. My office went to court, explained that to the court. A judge actually found the department in contempt for denying claims. So, yeah, and we cooperated fully and worked well with the FBI. We are, we're glad that we took the action that we did. I convicted over 300 people in the last few years for Medicaid fraud. So we are very able to go after fraud, and we do all the time. What we need, though, Anderson, is cooperation to stop the theft of public money, not politicization and using this tragic situation as a political weapon to gain advantage. I am telling you as an attorney general, yeah, fraud happens. We should prosecute it, hold people accountable for their individual conduct, not for their ethnicity.
Yeah, well, James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, says this is just the tip of the iceberg in Minnesota, and I think he's right across the rest of the country as well. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7 should you need them, and now's the time we can get into these you know, slip and fall accidents, these sliding car accidents, things of that nature. And so if you find yourself on the unfortunate receiving end of one of these accidents, Michael Freeman will be there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. You just make one call. That's it. That's all you'll have to do. And they'll take care of everything else. And I really do mean everything else, even the stuff that law firms won't touch, like if your vehicle's been totaled. Of course, there's no billable hours in that. But this is a holistic approach in making sure that your recovery is priority number one. That's the reason why they've been named top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland for the last several years, and will continue to do so. So check out their website. It's really informative and helpful, maflaw.com. You got the 15 things to remember if you're involved in an accident list you can download. There's also the personal injury app as well. That's maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. All right, latest news headlines in for Maggie. Once again, here's Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. We have some weather-related delays to report. Queen Anne's County public schools are on a 90-minute delay. Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County, and Talbot County schools are all opening 2 hours late, and Fort Meade opens at 10 a.m. Baltimore police have issued a robbery trend alert after several victims have been robbed of their jackets. Police say the suspects are targeting people wearing North Face and other high-end coats and jackets. Police say these kinds of incidents usually happen in the early morning or late evening when people are distracted or walking alone near bus stops, parking lots, and transit areas. Officials say you should stay alert and be extra aware when it's cold, dark, or you're traveling alone. In addition, they say talk with teens and young adults who commonly wear North Face jackets and alert them to the possible danger. The Mayor's Office of Homeless Services, Baltimore City Department of Social Services, and local nonprofits are partnering to help vulnerable youth and families at risk of homelessness. Under this agreement, the Department of Social Services will identify older youth experiencing out-of-home care to live at Restoration Gardens 1, and for young families to stay at the Y in Central Maryland's Geraldine Young Family Life Center. Police have arrested a man wanted for a deadly shooting at the MGM National Harbor Hotel and Casino. The arrest of 22-year-old Benjamin Williams was announced yesterday. Investigators believe Williams targeted 23-year-old Darnell Hawkins Jr., shooting him at the casino's food court. Williams faces multiple charges, including first- and second-degree murder. And an investigation is underway after a 3-year-old child was struck by a vehicle in Baltimore's Central District. Police say the accident happened Thursday evening when the child ran into West President Street. The child's injuries are not believed to be life-threatening, but there's no word on the type of injury they sustained. The driver involved at the crash remained at the crash scene. Coming up, we'll have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 290 and the pick 4 was 5388. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And yet another problem at the Harbor Tunnels. This appears to be, looks like now it might be a wreck. Northbound 95 at the ramp onto Keith Avenue. Two tractor trailers involved. One of those is kind of sitting sideways against the roadway. So the traffic coming north out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and out of the right tube, you have a backup there. They're letting this tractor trailer move now off to the side of the ramp. So we'll see if we get the ramp open onto Keith Avenue. We'll come back and revisit that. But this is northbound now on 95. Both the tunnels are still hurting from the earlier accident that happened this morning at 625 on 895 southbound, still backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. 95 is slow back beyond the ramp at Moravia Road. Howard County heads up to working on the wreck, Route 32 at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off with some light snow and some travel issues as a result. Plan on some slick spots. Temperatures very cold today with highs near freezing. A little bit of freezing fog possible tonight with lows in the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. Prep for the Steelers continued yesterday in Owings Mills, minus Lamar, as the oft-injured quarterback succumbed again, this time apparently to a different ankle injury. We'll see what his status is for Sunday. Meanwhile, Todd Monken was asked, what is the major point of emphasis to preach when prepping for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Last year we talked about it, getting ready for the Steelers, as they do a great job of punching the ball, getting around the football, and it's been a huge part of their success.
So turnovers. Here are the numbers, and they are fascinating. The Ravens have played 12 games this year, 7 against what we'll term playoff contenders, and that includes Cincinnati since Joe Burrow is back and the division is so soft. In those 7 games against playoff contenders, the Ravens are minus 12 in the turnover category. Their record is 1-6. In the other 5 games against non-playoff contenders, Miami, the Jets, etc., the Ravens are plus 8. And their record is 5-0. To baseball we go, where after signing a power bat and a closer, even money says the Birds would next be looking for an ace. And along those lines have shown interest in Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta and the Nats' Mackenzie Gore. But baseball insider John Hyman reporting right now that right-hand slugger Pete Alonso, formerly of the Mets, is on the Birds' radar as well.
I'm hearing of one surprise suitor that could potentially be the Baltimore Orioles, which is a team that has not really been linked to Alonso at this point.
There surely will be heavy competition there, and it's hard to imagine the mid-market Orioles getting into a bidding war with the likes of the Red Sox and the Blue Jays over Pete Alonso, not to mention the Mets. Meanwhile, more from new Orioles closer Ryan Helsley, signed for $28 million by the Birds this week. Here's Helsley on the MLB Network revealing who he talked to that had knowledge of the Birds organization.
You know, I also talked to Kyle Gibson and, you know, Jack Flaherty. I texted Dylan Carlson a little bit. So guys that I know that have, you know, personally played there and experienced Baltimore, and, you know, they all had great things to say about it. So
2 years, $28 million for Helsley with a player out after 2026. And finally, the Mustangs have done it again. Talking about the Mervo Mustangs winning their third state high school football championship in the last 5 seasons. Patrick Nixon's group beating Sherwood in the 4A-3A final last night in Annapolis. 40-20 was the final after coming up just 1 yard shy a year ago. The time now is 7:37. When we return, should they or shouldn't they?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little list of Hall of Fame players here, and you're going to tell me what they're about to do.
Okay.
Okay. Ferguson Jenkins, Jim Cott, Juan Marichal, Tony Perez, Ozzie Smith, Alan Trammell, and Robin Yount. They are among a 16-member committee that will do what starting now?
I don't know. Are they in the Hall of Fame committee?
Yes, they are part of the Hall of Fame committee, and okay, they are going to decide if Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should get in.
Okay.
And so that is the question this morning.
Yeah.
Should players like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, who obviously had great careers in Major League Baseball but also were tainted, be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
No, never. No.
Well, I mean, when did they start using? When did they start juicing? When they
in those years, yeah, you know, 99, yeah, 2000, whatever. I don't know.
I don't think people. That's cheating. You know, that's cheating.
But they had great careers before then. So here's.
So can it be proven that they had a great career? At what point did what they started using it just so they could play longer?
I mean, so right, it can't be proven. Although Barry Bonds' numbers did go up dramatically after a certain period of time. Here's my thing, and I totally get what you're saying, and I actually agree somewhat. Wouldn't it be better though? Okay, because they did have great on-field careers. We can't deny that, right? Wouldn't it be better if we put them in the Hall of Fame because they deserve to be there because of their numbers? But when they're in the Hall of Fame, next to their plaque, it reads, hey, he did steroids from such and such a time. He did this from such and such a time. Like, wouldn't it be more educational? Like, if you keep those guys out, when a kid goes to the Baseball Hall of Fame, he never knows that Barry Bonds even existed.
Yeah,
he never knows that Roger Clemens.
That's
not right.
But he also knows that they both cheated and still got into the Hall of Fame. And for all those athletes that didn't juice, that didn't inject, that didn't cheat on the game and on their fellow players, it kind of dilutes their inclusion.
Well, I think it dilutes also somewhat Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds' accomplishments. Because with or without steroids, they're great players. They were great players. Okay? So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good debate.
I think we somewhat disagree on that, Sean.
That's okay. That's all right. I just, I'm a purist. I just,
you're a hardliner.
I just think that if you're going to cheat, you're just, you shouldn't. There's a risk. And there should be a risk in doing that. And if there's no consequence, there's no... We talk about it all the time for these juvenile thugs. If there's no consequence, they're going to repeat the same behaviors. If there's no consequence to keeping Barry and the Rocket out, then everybody's going to say, oh, what? I'll just do it, too.
Give me 15 more seconds. Wouldn't it be something if Barry Bonds was inducted into the Hall of Fame, okay? And he got up there and he made that speech. Wouldn't it be something to hear you'd really know his character if he acknowledged it? Or if he didn't acknowledge
it. Dreaming.
I'd love to hear it.
Wake up, Gary. All right, 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. It's happened again in Harford County Schools. Remember after the Lawrence Smith, the football coach at Dunbar, that was lying about overtime, stealing money, $215,000? They hired him to teach English. And then they had a tough time. Then they suspended him when he found out that he had cut a plea deal. And they paid him his full salary of nearly $60,000. And then, and only then, when it hit the media, did Dr. Bolson and Aaron Poynton and the rest of the school board go, oops, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Edgewood Elementary School teaching aide charged with an illegal firearm possession after police say he was caught with a firearm in July, while on probation for a previous firearm conviction from 2024. Kyren Thomas of Parkville was hired as an inclusion helper, whatever that is. It sounds to me like, you know, reeks of DEI at Edgewood. And they have DEI in elementary schools in Harford County? Are you kidding me? The heck is going on? Harford County Public School Manager Communications Jillian Later says that Thomas is no longer employed with the school system. He is still listed as a staff member on the Edgewood Elementary School's website, however. So back in March of 2024, a year after Thomas began working in the Harford County school system, he was charged following an Abingdon traffic stop, several misdemeanors, possessing a loaded gun in a vehicle, possessing a firearm without a serial number, also known as a ghost gun. He was in a car with heavy window tint. He was wearing a black ski mask and appeared to be very nervous and shaking. Gee, I wonder what he was up to. Police detected a strong odor of cannabis, and when they during the search, they found a large amount of weed in his glove box, 35 grams of weed, along with a loaded, unregistered 9mm. Found guilty of those charges, 18 months probation, released. July 8 of this year, in a separate investigation, police detained Thomas, said they found a 9mm Smith & Wesson rifle in a duffel bag he was carrying. He was arrested and charged with possession of a rifle shotgun as a disqualified person. And so, again, I don't know who's doing the vetting or who's responsible for hiring in Harford County Public Schools, but Dr. Bolson, Aaron Poyden, Bob Cassidy, Sheriff Gaylor, et al., you better start holding these people accountable or doing a better job of keeping these kinds of people away from the children in Harford County Public Schools. Get your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. 743, time for traffic, weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just got a report now of an accident just coming in, Interloop near the ramp at I-83. So we'll get a look at that as soon as we can. In the meantime, the incident that was northbound coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and on the ramp to Keith Avenue, there was a tractor trailer that was sideways on that ramp. Another one had stopped there with it. Both of those now behind the Jersey Wall to the right on the service road. So you'll see the flashing lights, but all of that has sorted itself back out. And there's no impact right now for the traffic coming north on 95 out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The southbound traffic now is starting to look at that delay from earlier problems at the 895 as you're coming south on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. All of that's been gone for a while, but we're still backed up coming south from Pulaski Highway. And then, of course, everybody at the Fort McHenry Tunnel started to back up for the traffic coming south from Moravia Road. I'm just trying to get a camera shot here up on the top end near the JFX. Give me a second for that. It's not backing up at the JFX, and I just looked over at the ramp at 83. I don't see anything right there. Looks like the ramp. Let me just blow this up one time here. Okay. That inner loop ramp appears to be open from the eastbound side of the Beltway to go north on 283. So I'll keep an eye on that. There may be something there just in the backup on the right side. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins tomorrow against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season ticket plans are available. Go to BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We've got light snow in the area this morning, dusting of about an inch or so possible. Temperatures around freezing today, low 20s tonight. Tomorrow sunny, warming up into the low 40s. So just get through today. It might be a little slippery. Right now, cloudy, 25 in Forest Hill. It is 26 in Baltimore City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Clark in Ellicott City. Good morning, Clark.
Hey, good morning, Sean. It's always nice to listen to you when I am able to.
Well, we appreciate that whenever you can listen. Thanks so much for that. You want to go first, second, or last?
I'll go last.
Okay. Well, good luck. Here are your three stories. A 73-year-old Mississippi man has been charged with the sale of a minor child after allegedly trying to purchase a 10-month-old infant at an auction house in Louisiana. The man approached a woman and offered to buy her infant daughter. And that's what set up the undercover sting operation that nabbed him. Story two, Ireland is gone. Cross them off the list. Enoch Burke, a school teacher in Ireland, has now been in jail for over 500 days because he won't submit to pronoun ideology. He fought orders from officials at his school to lie by using they-them pronouns for students who claim to be transgender. Burke says his Christian beliefs prevent him from doing so. And so far, 500 days in jail in Ireland.
Wow.
Story three, instead of codifying the Trump agenda, the House Republicans yesterday found time to pass a resolution making the official colors of Christmas red and green. The resolution passed 219 to 214 along party lines. All right, is it story one, man caught trying to buy a baby girl at an auction house? Story two, Irish teacher spends 500 days in prison for refusing to use pronouns they, them? Or story three, House Republicans blow it again with their latest resolution? All right, we'll start with Chuck.
I'll do the pronouns.
All right, Chuck goes for three. Kristen?
You know, I'm Irish, but I don't understand what's going on in Ireland these days, and I think that could be very true. And I think, unfortunately, the guy, the pervert trying to buy a child could be true. I'm going to say number three. The House Republicans do waste a lot of time, but I didn't hear that one particular resolution.
All right, and Clark in Ellicott City.
I guess I'll go with three as well.
All right, Clark goes for story number three. Story one, a Mississippi man tries to buy a baby girl at an auction house in Louisiana. That is a true story. All sorts of perverts and predators out there. Story number two, that was a vote by Chuck. The 500 days in prison for using they, them pronouns in Ireland. That is also a true story. Story three, House Republicans have been frivolous, but not that bad as of yet.
Don't give them any ideas.
Don't give them any rights. All right, sorry for the loss, Chuck. Clark, congratulations. You get some WCBM merchandise. We'll put you on hold to get your prize along with Kristen. You were on a hot streak there for a while.
Update?
Yes, sir.
Looking at the live shot here, I've been kind of going around the Eastern Shore. I haven't had a chance to go back down there since all that stuff at the tunnels. Snowing pretty hard with covering now. 50 at Y Mills, going down through Easton, 50 at State Road 322. Outside of Ocean City, snow cover on the grass, some snow on the roadways now. So those areas kind of south and east are getting the heavy snow. It's just working its way now towards Kent Narrows and up to, I just started to see a little more heavier snow right there at the east end of the Bay Bridge. So that's who has all the covering right now.
So it's on the eastern shore is what you're saying.
Yeah, I haven't gone down. You got a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You check it out. Look, the snow is expected to start to taper off around 10 o'clock this morning. So from now until 10 is where we're going to see most of the snow.
Right, so on Route 5, this is Southern Maryland. It's grass covered. The roadways are wet. The Route 5 coming up to Newtown Neck Road, same thing. Grass cover, the roadway is wet. Harry W. Nice Bridge, they're getting snow there. Looks like the roadway conditions, again, are just wet for the most part through there. So Southern Maryland, not too bad, but that area of the Eastern Shore from Kent Island going down towards Ocean City, they have all the snow cover and some accumulation on some of the roads.
Very good. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. And it is 7:50, 10 before the hour. And you're listening to Casey and Company. And coming up next, we're going to take a look at why Governor Moore is not cooperating with the SNAP data with the federal government.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Fox 45 News. From policymakers to public safety, we challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Relentlessly pursuing the facts.
I've been digging deeper into how your tax dollars are being spent.
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News. Investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. This December, honor Maryland's heroes by joining Wreaths Across America at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. On Saturday, December 13th at 12 p.m., volunteers will gather to place wreaths on the graves of our fallen service members, ensuring that their sacrifices remembered during the holiday season. You can take part by sponsoring a wreath, volunteering, or simply attending to pay your respects. Visit wreathsacrossamericadelaney.org to learn more. Remember, honor, teach. Come join on December 13th at Delaney Valley Gardens.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Jim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
And let's not forget old Chris Kringle himself, Chuck Whitaker. And of course, he's been doing his yeoman's work this week. Traffic's been crazy ever since the Key Bridge went down. And now, of course, we've got the snow out there and everything else. Coming up at the top of the hour, the state of Maryland is floating a program called Baby Bonds. And this is not like the Trump accounts, folks. This is an actual redistribution of wealth from Maryland taxpayers into, low-income children. And look, I'm all for that and giving them a head start, but I don't think taxpayers should foot the bill for this. I think it should be private investment that does it, and we'll get into that idea here in just a second. Right now, let's get an update on what's happening Friday morning rush hour. We do have some snow-covered roads now, and Chuck's got the latest.
Yeah, mainly south and east, but now just changed the camera here towards Annapolis, and the shoulder areas are getting some covering now, and the big flakes on I-97 right at Route 32. Most of the roadway is wet, people traveling with their headlights on, so that's good. But it looks like the roadway is just wet down through the bridge at 178 and then down right at the ramp at I-97. Snowing there, a little bit of an accumulation on the shoulder and right in the areas where the painted out areas kind of come together. So there's a slight accumulation, not a big deal right now. But east of the Bay Bridge, Kent Narrows down through 50 at 213, 404 at Y Mills and down through that area south and east of there. Some heavy snow and there are some accumulations on some of the roadways there on the lower eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, light snow this morning, dusting possible, about an inch, maybe. High temperatures today around freezing. Tonight back down to the low 20s, and then tomorrow we warm up sunny in the low 40s. So you get out there and get your Christmas shopping done or get your tree if you haven't done that yet. Right now we got some sleet. And 27 in Annapolis, 25 in Ellicott City. Maryland Governor Wes Moore's office said he is not cowed by the Trump administration's threat to withhold federal supplement nutrition assistance program funding. That's the SNAP administrative funding, including for Maryland. Maryland refuses, one of 21 blue states, refusing to turn over data on food assistance recipients. The governor's senior press secretary, Amar Moussa, called the president's ultimatum reckless and cruel, warning it could endanger families who rely on the program. Hey, Amar, so could fraud. We see what's happening in Minnesota. $1 billion in fraud. That is reckless and cruel. When people are enriching themselves off the taxpayers and keeping the much-needed benefits and food from the mouths of babes. Moussa said that Maryland will use every tool available, including legal action, to stop this administration from trying to starve families who rely on SNAP to survive. Nobody's trying to starve families. What we're trying to do is, again, some of these states that don't comply, we did find out, look, we got about 700,000 Maryland residents on food stamps, and about 115,000 of them refuse to work and are able-bodied and can work and should work and must be required to work. So that's problem number one. We got 60,000 non-citizens that are on Medicaid. So here's the problem. What is Governor Moore hiding? What is the state of Maryland hiding? What are these other 20 states run by blue governors? What are they hiding? In fact, all the Democrats lining up with Governor Moore, Chris Van Hollow, Johnny Zero, Sarah Elfrith, she might be the new stealth congressperson from Maryland. It used to be Paul Sarbanes. We might have to call her the stealth congress. You never hear from her. Glenn Ivey, Steny Hoyer, April McLean, Kwesi Mfume, of course, and Radical J.B. Raskin. He said, we're all committed to ensuring these funds go to the families who need them. Well, that's fine. Then participate, and let's root out the waste, the fraud, and the abuse. And here's the problem. Maryland's payment error rate is 13%. It's one of the highest in the nation. That could cost us $300 million in our tax money. As the as this has all changed, as of January 1, states are going to have to kick in 75%. And they're going to have to require people to work for some of these benefits. And, you know, that's anathema to many in the Democrat Party, that they actually work for these benefits. They just want to hand them out like candy to a baby. So this is what we're dealing with right now. And it's, I got to tell you, when you won't participate in a program, what's the worst that can happen? Well, they could find that your program is rife with fraud. Nobody's, I think they're afraid that these people are going to be identified. They're going to be flagged by the Trump administration. Then they're going to be rounded up and put in internment camps and deported. That's the logic of the left. But that's not what is at issue here. At issue is making sure that people get what they're paying for or get what they're supposed to be getting and isn't being diverted by a bunch of Somalis like in Minnesota. You know, there's all sorts of fraud in all of these states, including red states, but blue states seem to be really, really good at it. All right, well, I just sat down with Dr. Melissa Segev just the other day to record a bunch of new features and commentaries for Audiology Associates, and she's very passionate about her profession, loves what she does, and she went off on 10 minutes just talking about earwax alone. I've now known about things about earwax I've never known before, like how bugs can get in your earwax. And it's important to get that earwax out of your ears with a professional like Dr. Segev, any one of her audiologists in one of the 9 or 10 locations throughout the look. They take a gentle, empathetic approach to any kind of hearing loss that you may be having, be it a minor hearing loss or major hearing loss, earwax issues, viral issues, whatever the case may be, because you want to be able to hold on to hearing. You know, we get tested all the time. We get physicals every year. We get our eyes tested every year. Why don't we get our ears tested? Why don't we get our hearing tested each and every year? So as we age, we should be doing that. Get your baseline measurement hearing test today. Call for your appointment, 410-944-3100. Tell them I told you to call, 410-944-3100, or online, AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, the baby bonds idea. And we'll go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione coming up at 8:37. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Thomas Thomason. It's been a closed-door briefing for members of Congress supplying information about the U.S. military strikes on suspected drug-running boats, particular attention being paid to one strike in international waters off Venezuela.
Navy Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley told lawmakers there was no kill-them-all order from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as Congress scrutinizes an attack that killed two survivors of an initial strike on an alleged drug boat near Venezuela. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton was asked if there was the kill order.
No, both. Admiral Bradley was very clear that he was given no such order.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons says he came away with a different conclusion than Cotton.
In a second strike, they were killed, and in a third and fourth strike, the boat was sunk.
There are mounting questions over whether the strike may have violated the law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The military says the latest strike on a suspected drug-running vessel in the eastern Pacific killed 4 alleged narco-terrorists. Court appearance expected later today for a 30-year-old Virginia man accused of planting 2 pipe bombs, one outside Democratic, the other outside Republican National Committee headquarters in D.C. close to 5 years ago. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Texas to use a new Republican-friendly congressional district map.
The divided court paused the lower court's ruling that the map likely discriminates against racial minorities by diluting voting power of Hispanic and Black Texans. That opinion, which replaces a temporary freeze on the ruling issued by Justice Samuel Alito on November 21st, keeps the map in place for the midterm elections as litigation over the boundaries continues. The High Court said the lower court's ruling was improper because it came too close to the election. Bill Alexander, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 46 points, NASDAQ futures 74 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies, with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's some snow covering on the eastern shore. Looking at the camera here at 50 at the Choptank River Bridge, there is an accumulation right between the lanes, so that could be a factor there. I actually saw a police car going east on 50, had his lights on, just slowing everybody down, because you don't want to start having a wreck in the middle of that bridge. And again, some of this is snow cover that is in that area. Also at 404 at Y Mills on 50, again, there's just enough snow covering between the lanes that it could be an issue. And it's snowing pretty hard right now, snowing at the Bay Bridge, and we were getting the heavier snow up around the ramp area at I-97 and the ramp coming down towards Route 32, heading back there right now just to get a new update. And it's accumulating on the shoulder and in the painted out areas, and it's snowing pretty good right now through that area as you're heading to and from Annapolis along I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off with some light snow and some travel issues as a result. Plan on some slick spots. Temperatures very cold today with highs near freezing. A little bit of freezing fog possible tonight with lows in the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. These weather-related stories: Prince George's County schools are now closed. Queen Anne's County public schools are on a 90-minute delay. Anne Arundel County and Talbot County schools open 2 hours late. And Fort Meade is opening at 10 a.m. Here's this light rail alert. Trains are single tracking between Lutherville and Fairgrounds due to a disabled train. You can expect delays in both directions. The Independent Investigations Division of the Office of Attorney General is investigating a fatal police-involved shooting in Baltimore County. Police were called on Wednesday night to Holgate Drive in Essex for a report of a stabbing. Officers encountered a man armed with a knife that refused their commands. Officials say that's when multiple officers discharged service weapons, striking the man. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. A woman with a stab wound was transported to a hospital for treatment. One officer was also injured and sent to the hospital. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has issued a statement after House Speaker Adrienne Jones announced plans to step down from her leadership role. Brown says he had the privilege of serving alongside Jones in the House of Delegates during his time as Lieutenant Governor and partnering with her as Attorney General. He says he knows Jones will continue serving the people of District 10 with the same dedication and integrity she's shown for nearly three decades. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sprunin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it'll be the Ravens and the Steelers this Sunday for first place in the AFC North. Both teams 6-6, both teams struggling and feeling the heat from a Bengals team that, with a healthy Joe Burrow and a favorable schedule down the stretch, think they're still in it. Linebacker Roquan Smith on the matchup on Sunday.
Shoot, the Ravens, what, 96? So, yeah, it's like, you know, it's been going on for a while. You know, I remember watching it, like, growing up as a kid, even though in Georgia you would see, you know, the Ravens versus Steelers, whether that was in the playoffs or whether that was in the regular season, has always been one of those matchups that you just know is going to always, like, be a tough physical game and, like, you know, it's always going to be chippy.
And what to make of Aaron Rodgers, the 21-year NFL vet, certainly past his prime and now with a broken wrist. But Kyle Hamilton, though, says he's still Aaron Rodgers.
He's Aaron Rodgers at the end of the day. You know, he's been doing this for a long time. You're not 42 years old, still doing what he's doing without being a special talent. And, you know, probably the best arm we've seen in football.
No Lamar yesterday at practice for Baltimore. We'll see what that means come Sunday. Maryland men's basketball sits at 6-3 and opens Big Ten play tomorrow afternoon in Iowa. Head coach Buzz Williams is honest as he can be about his Terps.
We don't know who we are, and we're trying to figure out who we are while going to play a top 15 team on the road.
And speaking of honesty, it's the best policy, they say. And so it was yesterday from newly acquired Red Sox pitcher Sonny Gray. Boston got him from the Cardinals. Gray excited to be a Red Sox for, among other reasons, this.
But I will say what did factor into my decision to come to Boston is it feels good to me to go to a place now where, you know what, it's easy to hate the Yankees, right?
Awesome. Gray had been with the Yankees early in his career after being dealt from Oakland, but it wasn't a good fit for him, he says, or for his family. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's no rest for the weary. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. And, of course, you can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Democrats are now floating a baby bonds program, but there's nothing like the Trump accounts. We'll explain. We'll go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione and a bombshell story that the media missed and or ignored. Also, Vinny Steele is going to be here just shortly to announce the winner of his promotion, where he's waiving his commission on the sale of a home. So that's coming up in just a second. What they're proposing here in the state of Maryland, under one scenario, now this is in a piece of legislation, but it's not been funded yet. This is sort of like a pilot idea. They want that 30,000 babies born on Medicaid each year would receive a $7,000 seed investment, which theoretically would grow to about $50,000 by the time the child is 30. Money could only be used for wealth-building purposes. Here's Comptroller Brooke Learman.
This is something that our General Assembly, our governor, and I are all interested in.
I bet you are, because what it is another handout. This isn't incentivizing people to save. This isn't, again, and here's, if you're trying to grow wealth in this state, then you should lower the taxes. You should make the state more habitable, I should say, for retirees and for young people who are, by the way, leaving the state because they can't find jobs. And in this particular case, Learman says this is the purpose behind the baby bonds idea.
This is not money to take to go shopping with. This is money for college or to buy a house or to start a business. But on the society level, then, we also will see accrued savings over the long term because this money stays in Maryland.
Yeah, well, you'd hope it would stay in Maryland, but not the way the state is currently constructed with its tax burdens, with its burdens on retirees. Again, you look at some of these fees and permits and everything we've had over the last couple of years, it's tough to stay here in Maryland, especially for those that have reached the golden age of retirement. Delegate Ryan DeRocky says, hey, wait a minute, we can't afford this entire thing.
I don't have the money to pay for it. So my message is, I think that baby bonds are great. Let's do them, but let's incentivize the private sector and private individuals to want to contribute.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we saw this week with Trump accounts. Again, and then we had the folks at Michael Dell and his, I think it was Susan, his wife, they're donating over $6 billion to a fund for children that are living in low income, poverty level areas and so on and so forth, so that they have a stake in the game. They got skin in the game, as they say. But Naraki says this is just going to lead to more tax increases if we do it as a state handout.
You know, we're one of the highest tax states in the country. If we were to move forward with a government-funded plan like this, it would only require more and more tax increases.
All right, so we'll hear more about this idea, the baby bonds idea, coming up in just a second. You can weigh in 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you on this one. It's 8:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. And now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Snow has arrived now southwest side of the Beltway. It's been working its way up from the south and east all morning. Been snowing at I-97 down at Route 32. Now it's snowing at I-97 and the Beltway with an accumulation on the right shoulder just a bit, but the main line still running with the roadway conditions wet. And then we started to see the snow up here at the BW Parkway and the Beltway, and also now at Wilkins Avenue and the Beltway over on the southwest side, working its way up towards Frederick Road. Just starting again in that area, and then the line is about I-70. That's kind of where it stops right now. So that's where it is coming up through there. The heavy snow is still south and east of the area, so most of the counties south and east, schools have now closed, and it's becoming more of a little bit of an accumulation on some of the roadways through there. Good news now, at least at both the harbor tunnels, we're down to just about a 5-minute delay, southbound 95 and 895 going into the old harbor tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Light snow in the area this morning. A dusting of an inch or so possible. High temps being around freezing tonight. Low 20s. And then tomorrow sunny. Highs in the low 40s. And right now we're looking at 36 in rain in Ocean City. We got snow and 27 in Arnold. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore time once again for America's 250th birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. On this day, 1776, the first scholastic fraternity was established in America. It was Phi Beta Kappa at William and Mary College in Virginia. 1933, prohibition of liquor in the United States repealed when Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment to the Constitution. Remember the Bermuda Triangle? Was on this day in 1945. Five U.S. Navy Avenger torpedo bombers disappeared on a routine flight in the area of the Atlantic known as the Bermuda Triangle. 14 airmen and planes were lost. 13 others and a search plane were also killed. 1955, in one of the early civil rights actions in the South, black Americans declared a boycott of city buses in Montgomery, Alabama, demanding seating on an equal basis with white people. The boycott was prompted by the arrest of Rosa Parks, a black woman who refused to give up her bus seat to a white man, and thus the civil rights movement had begun. And finally, on this day in 2014, NASA successfully test-launched its Orion spacecraft, its hope for the future of manned space travel, and an eventual trip to Mars, a trip that we may see in our lifetime, thanks to Elon Musk and the NASA space program as well. That is a look at our America's 250th birthday celebration. We celebrate the big day next Independence Day in 2026, and it's brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield has changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Okay, joining us in studio, of course, we have Vinny Steele with some very special guests. And the Home with Vinny search to find a deserving family in need to buy or sell a home with Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, waiving his commissions. That has now been completed since late September. Vinny has received several nominations and stories that, look, really are all deserving of his help, and the response has been amazing. But now's the time to make the big announcement, and joining us in studio this morning is Vinny with his special guest and the winner.
Yeah, hey, Sean. You know, we always say Happy Friday, but it is an extra special Happy Friday today. So, yes, we've had a lot of nominations, and we just want to thank everybody for participating and some great stories. And I have to say, this was a very, very difficult choice. We wish we could just do it for everybody, but we do have our winner today, and I wanted to announce that our winner is Allison, who's joining us in studio today, and she's here with her friend and support, Erica, which we are so grateful. Erica actually made the nomination, so we thank you so much for being a part of this.
Yes.
Congratulations, Allison.
Thank you, Erica.
So how long you guys have been friends?
We're co-workers. Okay. Over a year.
All right. That's great. You're so co-workers. And Erica, what led you to nominate Allison?
So Allison was a student at the FoodWorks Culinary Training Program at the Maryland Food Bank, and I'm an instructor there. And I was so impressed by Allison's professionalism, her work ethic, her dedication, but most of all, her helpfulness. She helped the staff. She helped her fellow students. She shared that she is a veteran, which really resonated with me because I'm from a military family. Allison graduated with high honors. She was the valedictorian of the class. And after graduation, the Maryland Food Bank hired Allison as an employee, so now I'm her coworker. And she shared she wanted to buy a house. And so I was excited for her and did some sort of ad hoc work on my own, which really wasn't productive. So I really needed some professional help. And when I saw Vinny's opportunity present itself, I could not wait to nominate Allison.
Well, that's a wonderful thing that you did for your coworker and friend. Yes. Allison, thank you for your service, first and foremost.
Yes, sir.
Were you surprised by this?
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
I kind of can relate to people that win the lottery. This doesn't happen to ordinary people. Then it's, you know, it's starting to sink in. I'm like, wow, this is life-changing, basically. So I'm just, you know, I feel so fortunate and,
it's a you know, I feel so blessed it happened to me. So.
And it happens at such a special time of the year as well, so it kind of all comes together.
Beautiful lady sitting next to me is she's wonderful, you know.
Well,
not just to me, to all the students.
That is just a great story. So, and I imagine your coworkers and other folks are very happy for you as well.
I haven't told that many people, but after today, they'll know.
They know now.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
But so Allison, well, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck in your new home. And Erica, you've done such a wonderful thing for your friend and coworker. So we want to thank
you. Well, I'm putting her in good hands with Vinny Stio, and we're really excited to see the progress and what unfolds here.
Yeah. Vinny, giving back to the community, something like you do all the time, but this is taking it to next level. So why is this Home with Vinny initiative so special?
You know, Sean, you know, we're always looking for ways to give back to the community, you know, that has supported us. I was telling the girls here earlier, you know, over the last 23 years, we've truly been blessed helping nearly 3,000 families in that time frame. So we're always looking for ways to expand our Go Serve Big Foundation, which, you know, we talk about a lot with you guys. And you know, so we support worthy causes like Johns Hopkins Children's Center, which we do a lot, you know, not only volunteer there, but we're donating money, and they're just doing an amazing job helping kids, you know, fight through and survive some incredibly nasty and debilitating diseases. We also work with Susan G. Komen, which supports breast cancer research, and ALS Ride for Life. You know, they support working with people with ALS, supporting their families, supporting research, and First Fruits Farm, which is, you know, a little bit of a tie-in here because they are the largest distributor of fresh fruits and vegetables to the Maryland Food Bank.
Right.
So, you know, we're not only donating money there, but, you know, I think we had talked about us out there picking onions, you know, this past summer. So just some of the great organizations that we work with. And Operation Second Chance is the fifth one that we work with that, you know, supports our veterans, you know, when they come back from their deployments. You know, it's not always what's on the outside, but what's on the inside is sometimes that needs a little help. And they do a great job working with not only the military personnel, but their families as well. So this is just a great extension of that program, and we're just so super excited to have Allison be part of that.
Yep. Well, thanks again for the whole promotion, the whole idea in and of itself, and to Erica for the nomination, and congratulations again, Allison.
Thank you so much.
I hope this will spruce up the holiday a little bit for you.
It already has, believe me.
I could imagine. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it. It is 8:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now, again, with the update here is Chuck the Body Whitaker.
You know, we talked about the snow still coming up from the south and west. It's worked its way up to right at the BW Parkway, really snowing hard right there. Then the north end, you get a little further up at Wilkins Avenue, 95, up towards I-70, Route 40, snowing lightly there. But I started to take a look, and I wanted to go down, and I did. Here I'm at I-97, and there's an accident at the ramp at I-97 and Route 100. The vehicle's kind of off in the median right now against the wall, but that's where the snow covering is right now, kind of on the shoulder area. So if you venture off the roadway, you're going to have a problem. I-97 is slowing southbound at 100 down through New Cut Road, and then you're really hitting some heavy snow from there down through Benfield Boulevard, down towards Annapolis at I-97. It's snowing at the Bay Bridge, snowing on the Eastern Shore in Southern Maryland, and down towards the Capitol Beltway and through there. And some of those areas right now getting enough snow covering on the roadway that it could be a factor. And it's snowing pretty hard right through there. But the line right now is just about I-70 on the Beltway. Nothing on the JFX. Top side of the Beltway still in the clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, light snow, as you know, throughout the area here this morning. Maybe a dusting of an inch or so possible. High temperatures, and we're just around freezing today. We're back down into the low 20s for tonight. Tomorrow we warm up, sunny, low 40s. And right now it is snowing, and 27 in Arnold, 26 downtown with some light snow as well. I know Vinny had one more thing you wanted to wrap up here, wanted to mention.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Sean, that first of all, I wanted to thank everybody, you know, for their support. And we're going to continue to share Allison's story on our social media, on our website, so you can follow along. If anybody wants to provide additional support, you can reach out to our office, 410-709-7515. And as we go into 2026, we're still going to be able to provide great service to anybody that you refer to our company. Not only they receive our award-winning service, but you can be rest assured that a portion of our income is going to go to support one of the worthy causes that we talked about earlier. So you can reach out to our office, 410-709-7515. And thank you so much, Sean. Appreciate it.
Allison, anything final?
Just stand by, because I know great things are coming.
Yes, I agree. Erica?
Absolutely. Thank everybody for this opportunity, and I know it will be a true success.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
you, Sean.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
It. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. It's 827, and you're listening to KCN Company, and let's take a few phone calls here this morning. Sue's in Middle River. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. I wanted to talk to you about the SNAP money. So right now it's managed by the state,
right.
And I think it should be managed at the federal level. Let me tell you about the Pell Grant money. A lot of people don't know this. I was working in computer programming for a college at the time, but in 2002, there was no federal oversight on Pell Grant money. Therefore, students could double dip, and they could go to multiple colleges and get Pell money and then take it and then, you know, drop the classes and just take the free money. But in 2002, the federal government, specifically the Department of Education, oversees this. It's called the Common Origination Disbursement, and they made sure at a federal level that students weren't double dipping. So that put an end to that. So if that happens on the SNAP level, imagine, you know, the state's not getting all this free money and inflating all the people that are getting SNAP.
Yeah, you know, the problem with all of that is when anybody defrauds a federal program, be it student loans, be it SNAP, be it Medicaid, it takes away from the true beneficiaries and recipients that need it. And so that's why I think they need to crack down. And there are people who are in need of these programs and should be getting these programs, but when they're defrauded, it hurts all of us, the taxpayer and the recipient. Sue, thanks so much for bringing that to our attention. Peter's in Annapolis. Good morning, Peter. Hello, Peter. Peter could not hang with us. Michael in Rosedale. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Quick comment. I noticed you were talking about the funding that they were going to drop, $5,000-$6,000 in an account for...
$7,000 seed money for babies born on Medicaid for them to be able to grow that into $50,000 by the time they're 30.
So interesting thing is where do you think that money's going to be invested?
Well, it'll be...
Capital markets.
Yeah.
In the stock market. Whoa, isn't that capitalism? Doesn't capitalism not work? I just think it's funny that the little minds of the Democrats don't understand how things work, and the only way to build wealth is through capitalism and not socialism. So I just thought I'd bring that point up.
Well, it's introducing the idea of compound interest, which, you know, when I first discovered that, I said, wait a minute, this is an incredible thing. You know, whether it's a passbook savings account or whether, you know, if more people were educated, and I think we should be teaching it in school on financial management and the idea of compound interest. Put a little bit away from each paycheck, from each or whatever the case may be, and let that money grow with interest. And then at some point, I think, but it should be money that's earned, and you should be incentivized to save money in the future. And because Social Security is in trouble, and they're talking about it's going to be reducing or lowering its payouts by 30% by 2035. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. All right, it's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. In for Maggie Hunter. Once again, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. We'll start with these weather-related updates. Prince George's County, Queen Anne's County, and Talbot County schools are all now closed. Anne Arundel County Public Schools open 2 hours late. Anne Arundel County government says the liberal leave policy is in effect, and Anne Arundel County Public Libraries will open at noon. Fort Meade opens at 10 a.m. Maryland Workers' Compensation Commission in Beltsville and Cambridge have canceled hearings. Staffers and individuals held at the Maryland Reception, Diagnostics, and Classification Center in Baltimore are being transferred to other facilities. The Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services says a third-party engineering consultant has identified concerns regarding the facility's physical structure and has been deemed as unsafe. After receiving that info, the facility began moving the 260 staff and 400 incarcerated individuals to other locations in the state. Most of the pretrial populations being transferred to the Metropolitan Transition Center, while incarcerated women are being taken to the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women in Jessup. The staff members are being relocated to nearby facilities in accordance with their union contracts. The Mayor's Office of Homeless Services, Baltimore City Department of Social Services, and local nonprofits are partnering to help vulnerable youth and families at risk of homelessness. Under the agreement, the Department of Social Services will identify older youth experiencing out-of-home care to live at Restoration Gardens 1, and young families will stay at the Y in Central Maryland's Geraldine Young Family Life Center. This Department of Social Services will fund the case management services for the youth, and the Office of Homeless Services will act as a fiscal intermediary and monitoring entity for the services. The body of a boater who went missing last month has been recovered near the mouth of the Little Choptank River. 65-year-old Lonnie Johnson was last seen November 13th, and a search began after he failed to return. His boat was found near Taylor's Island. On Thursday afternoon, Natural Resources Police recovered Johnson's body from the waters off of Dorchester County. Coming up, there's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 290, and the pick 4 was 5388. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
A little covering on the roadways in some of the areas on the eastern shore. Snow is pretty good right now. Looking at the camera here, Route 50 at Route 8 right at Stevensville. A little accumulation right between the lanes, but mainly on the shoulder. So if you have a problem and you have to pull off to the shoulder, really going to have to watch your speed there. And then there's some heavy snow at the Bay Bridge continuing over through Annapolis. Snowing pretty heavily right now. 50 I-97 all the way up I-97 all the way to the Beltway, and then the southwest side of the Beltway and up through there, the heavy snow as well. So anybody south and west and south and east of the major metropolitan area this morning, that's where the heavy snow is right now. It's snowing different areas of the Beltway, but the hardest hit right now is over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off with some light snow and some travel issues as a result. Plan on some slick spots. Temperatures very cold today with highs near freezing. A little bit of freezing fog possible tonight with lows in the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Great comment from Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton yesterday. The two-time All-Pro asked to describe the Pittsburgh-Baltimore rivalry, and he did it this way.
It's the purest form of football that you'll get, honestly. You know, it's two teams know each other well, line up, you know, stop the run, run the ball kind of game. And, you know, both teams have enough firepower to open the game up, too.
Meanwhile, this will be fellow safety Aloe Gilman's first Pittsburgh-Baltimore game.
I've heard a lot. I've been told that I'm not a Raven yet until I, you know, beat the Steelers. So probably too much times at this point. So, you know, it's getting ingrained in me. I'm excited for this opportunity.
With or without Lamar, by the way, the Ravens quarterback missed practice yesterday. Meanwhile, Caps concluding a four-game road trip in Anaheim tonight against the Ducks, playing their third in four nights. But head coach Spencer Carberry said that it hasn't affected his team, at least Wednesday night in San Jose.
You know, we get in 3 in the morning and some different things going on with our lineup and playing back-to-back, but it didn't affect our group and the commitment level to the
Caps. Put up a four spot in the first period against the Sharks, and they beat them 7-1. Terps open Big Ten play tomorrow at Iowa. One player to watch is guard Darius Adams, a true freshman with a motor like you've never seen. The former five-star recruit has made an impression on head coach Buzz Williams.
I really like him. I like his spirit and his teachability maybe more than I like his game.
Adams committed to Maryland after decommitting from UConn, had offers from 22 schools. Maryland men's soccer sits three wins away from immortality. The Terps will face Washington tomorrow in the NCAA Elite Eight. With a win, they'll go back to the College Cup for the first time since 2018 when they won it all. And speaking of winning it all, that's what the Blast is attempting to do. They open their arena soccer season tomorrow night at CQ Arena in Towson, 6 p.m. against the KC Comets. And the Bravo Mustangs have won it all, beating top-ranked Sherwood 40-20 for their third state championship in the last 5 years. Today at 4 p.m., 2A-1A state final, Dunbar takes on Lackey. Happy birthday today goes out to former Redskin Hall of Fame wide receiver Art Monk, who turned 68 today. Man, was he special. And on this day in sports history, 2008, former NFL star O.J. Simpson is sentenced to 33 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery. All right, Sean.
Art Monk had his jersey retired this year, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a Redskin.
Yeah, as a Redskin. Yeah. None of these Hall of Famers ever played for the Commanders.
Right, but when they actually retired him, right, mm-hmm. and they, you know, announced it, yeah. did they say former, you know, let's yeah. have a big cheer for Redskins receiver?
I wasn't there for okay. the ceremony, but I would think that they would have.
Okay. I certainly would hope so. Yeah. Yeah. Never played for the Commanders.
No.
Just like Johnny U never played in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Okay. Friday football pick'em. I won't mention the records because we both stink. Bears.
Yeah, I want to address that for just a second. Okay. Yeah, and I think next year there should be some stakes. You know, there should be some kind of...
Like ribeye?
Yeah, or ribeye, or, you know...
That's a great idea.
You know, just some kind of... just to make it interesting, because I, frankly, just have not been motivated properly.
Really? You haven't been motivated properly?
No.
So you would be motivated by steaks?
Or something. Some kind of prize.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Okay, we will next year.
You know what? I got a better idea. Can I?
Yeah.
Maybe we include a listener.
Yeah, we could do that.
That would be interesting, right. Because he could beat you,
yeah.
for sure. All right, Bears at Packers. This is a big game.
Go, Pack, go.
You think that. Me too, actually. Colts at Jaguars.
I'm going with the Jags.
So am I. Colts are struggling. Bengals at Bills.
Bills are getting hot at the right time.
Okay, me too. And Steelers at Ravens.
Got to go Ravens at home.
I got to go Ravens too. 9-6 will be the final, by the way.
I know you've been saying that all week. Okay. We'll see. And will Lamar or Huntley play? That's the question.
That's the question. Hey, have a great weekend, will you?
You do the same.
Thank
Enjoy.
You so much.
We'll see you on Monday.
Yep.
It's 8:38. Joining us now. Oh, actually, in just a second, Anino's going to be with us, but we do have a little bit of business to take care of first.
Attention investors and retirees. Are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:39, and once again, time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. Good morning, Nino.
John, good morning, and of course, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and all the listeners. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, same to you and your family as well. Let's get right at it. Again, a lot of controversy and publicity and attention being focused on Operation Take Back America, which President Trump launched in January of this year, and the man is delivering on the promises that he made.
John, this is important, this story I was reading earlier today and yesterday, because it focuses right here on in Maryland and the effect that it's having. Just this week, you had what the U.S. attorney in Maryland announced that there were the string of criminal indictments and sentencings, and it's all, yes, Operation Take Back America. And according to the officials, I mean, it's illegal immigration. That's what this issue, it's confronting these cartels that are right here in the United States, but specifically in Maryland, these transnational criminal organizations and violent crime, drugs, all happening right here. The U.S. attorney, there were several cases that were highlighted, Sean, and they all range. You had some Guatemalan nationals that were unlawfully in the United States, these illegals, charged with assaulting federal officers. You had a guy from El Salvador who, I believe, was interfering with federal law enforcement and was also in this country illegally, deported several times. Another Guatemalan guy who'd been deported four times after illegally reentering. I mean, this happens all the time. A Jamaican national was in Capitol Heights who was convicted of distributing fentanyl. We know what fentanyl has done to Americans, how many thousands of lives have been lost right here in the state of Maryland. He illegally reentered on a number of occasions. You had a grand jury with four men charged for trafficking firearms. You had, I mean, we've seen it time and time and time again. And Donald Trump, this is a great commitment to enforcing the immigration law. We've seen the president did this his first term. Now he's doing even more when it comes to legal immigration. And I say, Sean, let me be very clear. This, what we're seeing right now, is a direct result. We know the border issue. We've talked about it for years on this station, the failure of leadership in D.C. And these individuals arrested, they should have never been in the United States to begin with. The federal government has refused, and especially remember the debacle. I mean, what Joe Biden did, open the floodgates to allow these criminal illegals into this country. But it's very important to know everything I just named, these are right here in our backyard. These are our communities. Local law enforcement, I speak to the police officers all the time. Let's take Baltimore County, for example. Understaffed, overworked, completely stretched. And here they are in law enforcement having issues. These are federal officers going after these immigration or these illegal aliens. But the point is, our law enforcement should not have to be worrying about calls coming in about drug trafficking from people that should have never been in this country to begin with. Violent crimes. I mean, this is right in our backyard. Joe Biden, the floodgates open. The Maryland General Assembly for years has encouraged so-called welcoming policies, if that's what you want to call it. Remember, what did Martin O'Malley used to call them? New Americans welcoming all that nonsense. And what we get, what, drug trafficking, firearms, illegals crossing the border, being deported, crossing the border again three, four times, coming back. We warned that this would happen. It's happening, and thank God for Operation Take Back America. It really could be Operation Take Back Maryland, if you ask me.
Yeah, had we had this in place, maybe Kayla Hamilton or Rachel Warren would be alive today.
That's exactly right.
All right, more with Delegate Nina Mangione on the House. First, an update on traffic weather on the threes. Now, with the latest, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
The snow is still coming up from the south and west and south and east. Again, it's kind of moving around, really snowing now. Visibility is down 50 at 404 at Y Mills, so that just gives you an indication there. And there is an accumulation at the intersection at that point. I just saw some salt trucks working through there. So that's where it is, but it's snowing really all the way up to the Beltway now, up into the area around I-70, Security Boulevard, Wilkins Avenue. Through there, not any big problems on that side of the Beltway, but right at the ramp here at the BW Parkway, down towards I-97, and then along I-97, where we had an accident on Route 100, right there at I-97. They were off into the painted out area. That's where the problems are. If you have to come off the roadway and maybe have a flat tire or your car sputtering or whatever the case may be, then you get off to the shoulder and you're having a problem there. Case in point, again, right here at the ramp at I-97 is a trooper behind a vehicle there that looks like it may be up against the guardrail at that point. And then everybody's just reacting to the snowfall. I-97 here at Benfield, the roadway is mostly wet, but both the shoulders and the areas just off the roadway are completely snow-covered. That will be your concern. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, light snow in the area this morning, dusting of an inch or so possible. And we're going to be right around freezing all day today, so whatever precipitation does happen, it's going to be in the form of snow or sleet, I'm sure. And then, of course, tonight it'll be clear, low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and low 40s. Right now we have sleet in Annapolis, 28. And it is snowing in Ellicott City and 25 with us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Delegate Nino Maggioni, as we go on the house, we now have seen the kind of fraud in Minnesota. It's costing taxpayers $1 billion or more. This is just tip of the iceberg type stuff. And Maryland's one of the 21 blue states, Nino, that has not responded to federal requests to deliver SNAP data on the food stamp program. And my question is, why? What is the governor hiding? What is he afraid of? Why won't he cooperate with the feds? Because, you know, fraud takes, you know, food out of the mouths of babes, and it is obviously a waste of taxpayer money, and this governor doesn't seem to be interested in fixing it.
So this is a major story, and you're right, and let's talk about this mismanagement with the SNAP program for a second. What we have, well, that's what it is, number one. It's mismanagement in the state of Maryland. It's been going on for years. But the Trump administration, they've asked, and it's common sense, to provide very basic information, right? Names and immigration status of these SNAP recipients. We should not have illegal aliens coming in to our country to just reap benefits from the hardworking taxpayer when we have American citizens who should be getting these benefits that are struggling right now. So the federal government, they need this data to verify eligibility, and they're trying to eliminate fraud just to protect the taxpayer. Again, common sense. And if you're running a benefits program, you absolutely need to know who's receiving those benefits. What the hell is the governor doing? Well, of course, we know what he's doing. He's playing politics. And instead of cooperating, now the state of Maryland under Governor Moore, they're deciding to sue President Trump rather than simple transparency, comply with federal law, by the way. And they're choosing what? Litigation. And really what it is he's an A-lister at this. It's political theater. The governor is an absolute Hollywood star when it comes to political theater. And this reckless decision, what people need to understand, is putting hundreds of thousands of legitimate Marylanders that we've decided that we're going to give these SNAP benefits to. Well, they're at risk because of what the governor's doing. And these are the same poor people that Governor Moore and the Democrats claim to want to help. The agriculture, the U.S. Secretary, Rawlins is her name, had come out recently, and she said straight up, if states like Maryland, if they're not going to provide this information, then some of these benefits will be suspended. And absolutely, that's what they should do, because Maryland's not following the rules. And you know what? As it's already been, you pointed out, Sean, but it's been, we've known about this in the General Assembly for years. Maryland has one of the highest SNAP error rates in the entire country. So not only do they have this rate of over 13% where they're just either mismanaging by giving too much money, usually overpayments, sometimes underpayments, but the number is staggering, and it's incompetence from the government. It's been happening before Governor Moore, I'll admit that, but it's still a problem. And there's a new federal rule that the president has come in that's going to penalize these states with these high error rates. And it could cost the state an additional $240 to $300 million every year if they do not get this right.
Well, that means us. That means the taxpayers are going to pay for that.
The taxpayers, yeah. Exactly. And $1.4 billion deficit. So where the hell is the $300 million going to come from?
Yeah, it's a great point. Finally, I got about a minute left. I want to get your thoughts. Baltimore County Inspector General Kelly Madigan resigning. She's leaving the first of the year. She's going to Howard County. The entire Inspector General issue, first from Johnny Zero to Kathy Stelfmeyer, et cetera, has been absolutely butchered. And your thoughts on Kelly Madigan leaving and what should happen next?
Totally butchered. Baltimore County is where my focus is right now, obviously running for the Baltimore County Council. Of course, my constituents are my first focus. I want to be very clear. Madigan said that she publicly said she might have stayed in Baltimore County, but back, remember, in January when the county executive chose not to appoint her. So much uncertainty. She was apparently doing a very good job, by all accounts. It sends a message that the tools, the support needed to make sure county government has the oversight, they're not there. It should have never happened. And Inspector Generals, and this is according to Madigan, basically she was saying that she didn't really have cooperation.
She didn't have all the access to records. It seems to me like there was political interference when Johnny O's administration tried to hone in the ability of the Inspector General to have more oversight. And over 6 years, I mean, limited access to documents, Madigan said. And that, how the hell are you going to investigate waste and abuse and misconduct if you do not have full cooperation from county government? And this is a problem. Baltimore County really lost one of its true independent watchdogs.
Award-winning. Yes, she was an award-winning inspector general.
Yes, award-winning inspector general, and she is leaving because she doesn't have the necessary tools to do the job, and that hurts everybody, the taxpayer, all the taxpayers in Baltimore County. And this is all about accountability, transparency. She had bipartisan support. The council supported her. She, and then all of this for what?
Now, no, everybody except Julian Jones and what's his name?
Yeah, it was 6-1 on the council.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us. Well, listen, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Sean. You as well.
All right, Delegate Nino Mangione on the house here on Casey and Company.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, Friday on the show, all the latest, including the Minnesota Somali Democrat crime family, from the Daily Signal, Tony Kennett, and from Hollywood and Toto, Christian and Toto.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I just got to tell you, we are so fortunate to have the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, manning the roads for us today. There is nobody. I want to give you credit, Chuck. There's nobody better at a snow job than you.
I knew there was a catch. You see where it looks like where you live. Oh, it's too bad. It's not bad at all right there at Owingsville Boulevard.
Thank you.
So you'll be able to get home.
Yes.
I
got a four-wheel drive. I can get anywhere.
Yeah. I was just talking to Kristen. She's up there, mayor of Hampstead.
Yeah.
And hooked up through there, 140. And Route 30 and up through that area, and it's snowing lightly, but it's the line is right about there, almost at the station, and then a very light snow. It's snowing just enough to cover the grass a little bit, so no impact at all for the traffic there. But if you take that line and go straight across the county, go over towards 95, the eastern part of the county, snowing there, and some areas, I just looked at 95 south at Route 32, and there's an accident on the shoulder there, and there's enough of an accumulation on 95 that even they're getting some snow now between the lanes, so, and even the ramp. So it's snowing heavily enough kind of south and west that's going to be a problem. And that area of the Beltway over around the BW Parkway, it's slowing there on the outer loop, crossing the Parkway, heavy snow right through there, down through Annapolis, the Bay Bridge with the heavy snow, then on the eastern shore, and pretty much from Easton, Cambridge, all the way down through there, even into Ocean City, just west of Ocean City. That's where the heavy snow is, towards the district, and also in southern Maryland. The further north you go right now, you're not in any big problems. Roadway conditions with the snow mostly are just wet. But just looked at the radar, and there's still a lot of snow south of the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Yep, snow is the word today, and maybe a dusting of an inch or so. High today about 32, low 20s tonight. We got some heavy snow in Columbia, 26, and some lighter snow in Owings Mills, 25. Coming directly from her vehicle, wearing her brand new coat. Kim, at least you got a smile on your face after having to battle the traffic here over the last hour and a half or whatever.
Yes.
What's coming up on the show?
Wasn't too bad coming my direction, I will say. I won't complain today. I know 95 is a nightmare right now. But lots to come up. Of course, we're going to talk about the arrest for the alleged pipe bomber. I guess, do you call him a pipe bomber since nothing actually went off, or the...
That's a good point.
What do you call him?
Pipe bomb suspect is what I would say.
Yeah, the pipe bomb lawyer.
Because those were active devices that had to be deactivated, so, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you do call him a pipe bomber. You know what? That's another question that I have, actually. Why were they not activated? Like, why did they not go off?
Yeah, well, one had a kitchen timer, which it was weird. It was like a 60-minute, and it was planted like way before 60. So there's a lot of unanswered questions. Okay. This is just the beginning of this investigation.
Right. Well, we will talk about that, because obviously this is huge. Right. And a lot of people have been waiting to find out who this individual was for some time.
Well, I think the bigger story is that this was not a tip. There wasn't new evidence. They went in and reanalyzed all the old evidence, which was sitting under the Biden regime with Chris Ray, and they somehow came up with a suspect.
Yeah. You know what? It's obvious that they thought that this was someone that leaned left, so they didn't want to really dig into it. So we're going to talk about that, of course. Adrian Jones, speaker there in Annapolis, is stepping down from her speakership.
Right.
Not to be confused with resigning altogether.
Correct.
When I first saw the story, I was like, wait a minute, is she resigning from her seat? No, she still will be in the House of Delegates. She just doesn't want to be the speaker anymore.
No.
I thought that was interesting. Obviously, people talking about recently her son did die, which was awful over this past year. But then also you have these audits now that have come out. And I do wonder, how much did she know about some of this money that was going out the door and nobody was...
It's not a good for Maryland taxpayers based on that, on the audit issue, and based on the fact that whoever replaces her is going to be way far to the left of her.
I saw they were talking about Delegate David Boone out of Montgomery County. Unbelievable. Anyways, we're going to talk about that for sure. And then also, I don't know if you saw, Turning Point did tell Candace Owens. I know you've probably seen this shot.
Every time I see it, I see a post by Kimberly Klasick right underneath the story.
I know. They said, okay, if you want to accuse us of being involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination, you can come out to Arizona to the TPUSA headquarters and we can talk about it. And first she said, any place, any time, let's go. And now, as of last night, she said she's busy and so she can't do it.
She wanted a personal invitation.
She needs it virtually. She can't be there in person.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, we're not going to talk about that too much, but I just thought I'd mention it.
All right. Coming up next, Kim Klasick Live. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Guy in Michigan lost his wallet at Detroit's tree lighting event last month. Didn't realize it was gone till he got home, but a complete stranger showed up at his front door. She drove 20 miles to get it back to him and dropped it in his mailbox. Here's Dave Hilliard and his girlfriend Shelby talking about getting his wallet back.
So I was putting all my things away, got my coat on. I'm like, that's when the heart sank.
It's got to be down there somewhere. It was his wallet in her hand. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, it's in her hand. It's at home. That's why we just want to find out who she is.
Yes, so we can repay her. So.
Yeah, because she saved us a lot of heartbreak and a lot of just time.
We owe her a lot, so that's the least we could do.
Brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Yeah, my family, my wife says time for a new fridge, so I'll be heading over to Town Appliance shortly to make sure that we get a brand new wonderful refrigerator. You should do the same. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice. for Maryland.